You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense. No topics. No direction. But I love doing it.
This podcast has no rules.
Can I get a microphone?
No. I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
It's Robert Kelly.
You know what, dude?
You know what, dude?
You know what, dude?
Podcast on riotcast.com.
All right, fuck you. Fuck that.
It was kind of quiet. What happened?
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Just sat patiently.
That was the greatest intro ever.
Did you like that?
It was fucking awesome.
I fucked up. This is the thing. I learn how to do this shit, and then I forget the next week.
Every time I'm here, we lose the episode. We did lose it, but a couple times
I lost an episode last week.
Oh.
That's why I'm trying to do. No, because I get in here and I'm like, hey, and everybody's talking and you guys are fucked. And I'm like, you know, yeah. And then I forget to hit a button and your mic doesn't work. And I didn't do a sound check because I don't want nobody to fucking think I'm a fucking megalomaniac. You know, and then the whole show's out the fucking window. I lost this one. This dude came from Kentucky. Where is he from?
North Carolina?
No.
I don't know.
Somewhere down there.
I still don't know what megalomaniac means. Dr. Steve.
It's a fucking... It was an insult. He insulted me.
Really?
It was a fucking insult.
Fuck that.
He gave a... He called me a megalomaniac. And then he gave me a definition that kind of sounded cool. Like, I was like, oh, thanks.
Yeah, what does it mean technically?
People with big dicks.
You're a fucking sociopath. You're a narcissist.
Oh, right.
What is he? Oh, genius, new comics or megalomaniacs? Big fucking deal. They all are.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Well, the episode's lost.
Why would you think you could be a comic unless something's wrong with you?
I know there's something wrong with me, but I don't think I'm a megalomaniac. He's calling me that. This is because of the context. Here's the thing. I'm yelling at stupid Chris.
Well, the fact that you thought it was a compliment probably suggests that you are a little bit of a megalomaniac.
No, but this is why.
That's a great point.
No, because he
that doesn't sound bad.
When I said, I told him to define it, he didn't give me the real definition. He was like, somebody who's in charge and knows what they want. I mean, that could go for all of us assholes. That sounds pretty good. Somebody who's in charge and knows what they like and
was
knows
he a
what
doctor?
They want. Yeah.
He was.
Of what?
A family.
A family GP. Doctor?
A family doctor.
Like, what do you mean, an old country doctor? Or?
Nah, he's just...
He's kicking around his first year psychology. Fuck off, doc.
No, he's a real doctor. He checks assholes and dicks and vaginas.
If I got a foot problem, I'll let you know, all right?
There. Yeah, he checks assholes and dicks and everything, dude.
He's an everything doctor, yeah. He has the authority to fucking look in your asshole.
I'm just saying, I don't know if I want somebody... Right. I don't know if I want the guy who's checking out my anal warts giving me a psych eval. That's all
I wish I had a doctor... all the time, like present all the time. I wish I had a friend that was a doctor. I could just show someone my dick.
You got Chris is different.
What's wrong with your dick now?
What's wrong with your dick?
No, everything's fine, but I didn't.
Oh, P, what's wrong with your dick?
Not that I had I had to get checked because I thought I had herpes, but I was just allergic to condoms.
And, so what are you going to do now? You can't use condoms.
So you're going to get herpes.
Yeah. I'm like, fucked. No, but, you know, I wish I just, you know, I texted to Chris, but Chris isn't a real doctor. He's like a physical therapist.
Yeah, he's a muscle doctor.
But he's just looking at my dick. Like, he doesn't say.
Did he look at your dick?
Chris DiStefano.
Yeah, he's a doctor.
I thought you just said he was a fucking physical therapist.
I just found that out. So he just, for like months, I've just been setting my dick, and he has not said not to.
He has pictures of your dick on his phone?
He has hundreds of pictures.
Can I just say something about that?
What?
My kid, I just had a kid, right?
I know.
And he's got this, I was changing him. Kelly was over the house. First of all, his fucking ass. You know, can you babysit? Yeah. So I bring her over to babysit my kid to help me out. I'm in a jam. So I'm like, I'm trying to do some work. I go, he needs to be changed. It's a poo, you know, he's got some poo in it. She goes, I don't know how to do that.
I've already changed.
But you're a woman.
I was supposed to.
What do you mean you don't know how to do that? That's what you
I've changed to wee. I've always been lucky enough that I've changed wee diapers, not shit diapers. And this is my first shit diaper. And I'm like,
wee diaper.
We're going to do this.
But here's the deal, Kelly. Yeah. I was supposed to leave you with my fucking kid.
Yeah.
You were supposed to be home alone with him.
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't supposed to stay. And God, thank God I did stay.
I could have done it.
It's an AC, buddy. You're okay. Aliens aren't coming.
He's a little tweaked.
You're fine.
Need a foil cap.
When you came home, was Kelly carrying your baby around in her stomach fat like a kangaroo?
Even on this show. Jesus Christ. I know, right? This fucking cunt just got you too. What
and
the fuck?
I adore... we went on introductions, but I adore
John.
Introduce
everybody.
This is John Moses. I adore him so much. I think he's one of the funniest guys I know. He's just so great.
Okay.
John Moses.
He's a good guy.
He hosts
a strip club every week.
Yes.
What's a ranger?
It's a redhead. Dirty redhead.
I love this show because
I feel like Kurt's going to be using that. Like, that's going to be coming up the next week. He's going to be
getting on somebody. No one's going to know what that is. Well,
he's thinking of a Facebook status right now.
I've always used the word, because it's a very Australian word that you call
redhead. Kelly, can you introduce? I know you're drunk right now.
No.
Introduce the rest of the fucking show. She had two whiskeys downstairs. So she's, you know what happens to her when she gets drunk? Like my wife, fucking yaps.
She becomes a ranga-banga.
I know on a podcast that's a good thing, but not for her.
But I have to give Kurt context why Ranga is Ranga.
Introduce fucking Pete first.
The Cheshire Cat, Pete Davidson.
You get into your fucking Ranga shit.
Pete and his surly smile and weird dick, which we'll get into. That's
fine. Did you see Pete's dick?
I haven't seen it yet. Oh. If he wants me to look at it, I'll look at it because I'm a doctor.
Pete Davidson puts the Crohn's in chronic.
Did he? Where's that handkerchief?
I was on Joe's. Oh, that's Chris Scopo. Yeah. Fucking taking care of the video.
I just want to be aware where it is.
And Bobby, we all know Bobby. It's your show. I mean, I don't need no introduction. And then Muppet Eyebrows. One of my favorite people in the world besides John Moses is Kurt. Oh, thanks for
Do sound like a little drunk.
Do I?
She is drunk. She's drunk.
Didn't notice until you said it. I'm like,
You're fucking stoned. She's drunk. You're
stoned.
Fucking tweaking. You're okay. Fine. You're
caffeine,
fine.
Brother. Just,
yeah.
Just a coffee for me.
Yeah, I can tell.
Yeah, John's
you're
sober.
Not fine. There's something wrong. Dude, an AC turned on and you fucking, jump out the window.
I thought you could hear it on here, so I was going to shut it off.
You can't.
But then you made a joke.
You can, but that thing weighs 9 million pounds, so we can't. There's nothing I can do.
To talk about Steve's dick story, my cousin's a doctor and I haven't had insurance.
Who's Steve?
Who the fuck is Steve?
Pete, he's high and I'm calling him Steve. I got Dr. Steve. I got Dr. Steve in my head.
He fucking pointed right to your face and went, Steve.
And then he didn't even correct it until I said something. Like, Pete. Pete.
Pete, I thought I fucked. I was like, is his name Steve? I thought I was calling you Pete.
I've been calling him Pete for 6 months.
So straight, like, that's not my name. You idiot.
But Pete's dick story. I'm from Canada. I don't have any insurance in this country. I don't think anybody here does.
Welcome.
But, thank you.
I have insurance.
I have insurance. I just got insurance.
I have SAG insurance. What do you have?
Writers
after?
Guild.
Oh, Writers Guild's the best.
Yeah,
that's
they just sent me a card and I fucking
I
have insurance.
I wrote one thing. I got in the Writers Guild, but I've never, I don't have to pay any dues because I wrote one thing.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you're going to make like 50 grand, too.
If you, yeah, I can't believe it.
You're going to make a lot of money. You're going to make a lot of money.
You do?
I'm sorry.
Well, I qualify.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No,
you
no.
You were talking about not having insurance. Go
no,
ahead.
No, because I had the same story. My cousin's an emergency doctor.
Really?
I went to him to check out my dick. So he was holding my dick. He was sitting on the toilet holding my dick. And I was like, Craig, what do you think this is? He goes, when I had your dick in my hand, you call me Dr. Shacker.
You keep it separated.
So what was it? that's not the fucking part of the story.
Listen,
I want to hear.
People don't
Listen,
know
Steve.
John.
John's got what's wrong with your dick?
John just got married, but you had a life before you got married and got sober. You had a fucking life before you.
It was HPV.
Yeah, was it?
Yeah,
it was a wart.
No, that's fine. Everybody has that.
Oh, I had folliculitis one time.
What's that?
Like red bumps all over my dick.
High five.
And then I should have known because it was in like prime jerk spots, you know, on my hands.
Like, so you got it off a railing?
You could tell. It looked like a handprint of spots now that I think about it, if I had thought to connect them.
You should have got that tattooed on your dick.
Oh, but it wasn't herpes. But I had to go to the free clinic in Harlem.
Yeah.
That's all scary.
And they fucking Q-tipped my dick hole. Does your light hurt?
That hurts.
Like, I feel it.
They don't have to do that if you have insurance.
It really hurts.
I hate free clinics. They treat it like bingo. You just sit there with a number and they're like, 42? Nope.
Yeah, but you know what, though? Free clinics, I never knew they existed. And when I moved to the city like 12 years ago, I didn't have insurance. And I remember I was panicking and some shit went down with me and my chick. We both got the flu. And then I went to this fucking clinic two doors away at the Chelsea Clinic. And it was 20. They said bring in a pay stub. So I brought in some fucking, you know, one of my fucking seller spots. Yeah. Like fucking $25. $25 a visit. I went in. They took care of everything. You get the free medication, three free prescriptions.
You got your AZT.
I got Valium that you tried to fucking steal. Creepiest thing in the world. I got Valium for my knee operation. Yeah, but this is the creepy part.
No, Vicodin. Vicodin
in my medicine cabinet from a knee operation 3 years ago. He was over my house one time a year ago.
Yeah.
He came up to me a month ago and go, "Hey, dude, you still got that Vicodin?"
Yeah. I wanted that old Vicodin.
This fucking drug addict was rummaging through my fucking...
No.
I do that.
No.
I go to people's places. I open them.
Not at all.
Cabinets.
I didn't do that. I just saw it. I have a fucking eagle eye of I do have an eagle eye.
Let's go with the.
But I didn't rummage through anybody's shit.
Let's go with the funny story that you were, and let's just move on.
No, I don't be known as a rummager.
You're a rummager. You rummage. You're a fucking rummager.
And it's funny because he's so tall.
I have checked girls' medicine cabinets to see if they have Valtrex or anything.
You're a fucking rummager. Ooh,
yeah.
No, just to see if they got herpes or anything. Like, I've done that.
You do now.
Can't you just look at her vagina
and
walk
see
away?
Some scabs?
That's what I do.
No, if they have the herpes medicine, it's hiding the
fucking... If they don't have the Valtrex, he leaves the prescription for the bumps he had on his dick.
If you want to know if a girl's pussy is bad, you have deodorant on, rub your hand in the deodorant and put it on her pussy. If she screams... Her pussy's bad. Kidding. That doesn't work.
Are you a witch doctor?
I was about to write that down.
Well, no, I didn't think you believed me.
You're going to put that in your iPhone under notes?
So I remember it. Yeah.
I had Kelly over the house. She's changing the diaper back to my kid's dick. Just to get back to...
So you took the odor out and smacked the pussy and she screamed?
elbow crease.
We're upstairs. I look at my kid's conk. The tip's purple. And I'm like, what the fuck did you do to my kid's dick, Kelly? Like, were you holding him?
Nope.
Fucking worst babysitter ever, too. The kid, listen, here's what you, just annoying. Hello? Are you good, Maxi? Woo? Hey, look at your face. Fucking 3 hours. Wouldn't shut the fuck up.
And
the
poor
kid. When the kid's fucking playing, let him play.
The poor kid's dick turned purple for some of her voice.
Kelly's like Miss Doubtfire for real.
I want his first words to be like, "Hey, daddy."
Oh, I'll fucking throw him out.
Hairy legs.
He loved it.
Toss him in a snowbank if he has your accent. So I look at his dick. It's blue. It's not right. It's not right. And around the helmet where he got circumcised, yes, I got my fucking kid circumcised. Good. I know it's mutilation to some of you assholes.
Who said that to you?
Like fucking 9 emails I got from these. And they sent it to me after I did it. If you sent it to me 4 months before and gave me the facts, I actually might have not have got my kid circumcised. I might have not have done it.
Are you circumcised?
You know, it cuts down
AIDS
circumcised.
Transmission. And my kid's not going to get AIDS. He's fucking heterosexual.
That's true. That's a real fact.
But, it is a fact. I had a doctor tell me that.
Every doctor says that. If you know a doctor in your personal life, you know, dude, I think I have AIDS. Like, dude, you knock it. You don't have AIDS.
Get Dr. Steve on the phone. Get him up here right now.
Oh, well, do you fuck guys in the ass? Do you get fucked in the ass? So my kid's dick was purple.
Dr. Steve sounds like Bane.
Yeah.
Your dick looks fine, Chief.
That was a good one. And it was all red around the helmet. Oh, God. And I was all fucked up. I had to take pictures of my this is the weird part. I had to take pictures of my kid's dick, and now they're on my phone and send them to Dr. Steve. Now, I was like, dude, look at the pictures and delete the pictures. I'm deleting mine right now. Because God forbid I have a heart attack, and I'm just lying in the kid, and there's just pictures of my kid's cock on my phone, and I'm just lying there dead, and the poor kid's crying, and... Fucking doctor's
purple.
Some dark. Yeah, it's just fucking. I had pictures of baby dick on my phone.
No, you're not. You shouldn't have that. And I mean, it's even hard to believe you now because you said it was on your phone. I know you're telling the truth, but
Yeah, it was.
It still is like you suspect people like that.
Yeah. Really?
With baby dicks on their phone? Mm. They
even
tell
if you,
you
have
like,
a baby.
He's asking me to look at it. He's like, look at it. Look. Look at his dick. Look at his dick.
He
said,
weird. Look.
And I'm like, I don't know. I can't be in this. I don't know what a baby dick's supposed to look like.
I got
to
make sure
and
I don't
I'm
have
not
any.
Comfortable is it, with circumcised
what, was there,
dicks.
What was wrong with it?
Well, then I go to the doctors. And
it was from a secondhand e-smoke.
It was
ew.
Ew, who would smoke that, Kev? Yeah.
Secondhand. I go to the doctors, and she was kind of a cunt. We went to these new doctors because I moved up to Westchester now. We go to this fucking awesome new place with plasma TVs, and every doctor in the world is under one building. It's all this high-tech shit.
No black people is what you're saying.
None. not even at the counter out front. Wow. So,
that sounds like Raiders Guild insurance.
We go in, and I think the doctor was kind of mad that I was there to get my kid's dick checked out. Like, it's normal that shit happens to circumcised penises. And she was kind of offended, like, kind of like, yeah, it's fine. It's like fine.
WebMD, this is a WebMD
yeah,
problem.
But it's like your first kid.
But yeah, but I'm sitting there going, can you look at it? And I'm holding my kid's dick. She's like, it's fine. I'm like, yeah, but just look. And I'm pushing back the helmet.
Scrolling, pushing in
close. And I'm like, right here. She's like, it's fine. I'm like, look, I'm not letting go of this dick until you fucking look at it. Like, get the fuck over here.
I'm just picturing you.
Yeah, that's weird that they would be.
Because I'm telling you that to have a pretty dick is a vanity thing, and doctors don't like parents. I think some that want their kid to have a good looking dick because doctors go in and fucking cut the shit off. They don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
I know a lot of people had fucked up circumcisions.
Yeah,
where you can literally. Like put a straw through the skin and it'll hold it.
Or what
Quinn,
about
Colin Quinn had it? He had to get his dick recircumcised as an adult.
Did he get now? What about those kids have to get where like the rabbi like sucks the kid's dick for a second?
Gives him herpes.
You know, and gives him herpes. You heard about that?
I actually saw on TV on Travel Channel. Fucking,
they suck the blood.
You know,
out of
Bizarre
it
Foods. Bizarre Foods?
Oh, no.
I'm not kidding.
Baby dick?
What was it?
Not baby dick. They eat baby dicks in Africa.
That's because those foreskins are a meal.
They, they cut the foreskin off. They cut the foreskin off, and the eldest man eats it.
Where?
But on top of a banana. He puts it on top. And just eats
where
the banana.
Was this? Oh, wait, we're back to reality? This isn't a joke?
Where was this?
Fucking where those people live.
And which
people?
Ones? We're talking about Jesus. Jews and
not
black people.
Here. You know, in one of those countries, the dirt countries.
They eat the foreskin?
Dude, they've on top of a banana. Well, that's not even a ripe banana.
Jesus fucking Christ.
What about when they
and
eat?
It's an honor.
Yeah.
What's well,
like
a honor.
Then you hear like people cocky. Eat placentas and shit here,
what?
Too.
And they cut it off with a cobra fang.
How do you talk
what?
To someone
no,
that's
part of
it. They use the bottle cap from a Coke bottle. Before they return it to God.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, they get mad. Certain people, like I got all that hate mail about circumcising. Would you circumcise your kid?
I'm circumcised, so I'd have to do that.
You would? You Catholic?
Yeah. No, but I'm just...
What are you?
Just regular white.
You don't, are you not religious? Your family's not religious?
No. I stopped going to church as soon as I started playing hockey on Sundays, so...
That's funny. Canadian.
Yeah.
Fucking Canadians. Yeah. I goddamn love Canada.
Canada's awesome. Yeah.
I fucking used to.
I never do bad there.
You used to hate it? No, but you know why? Because they respect comedy. They get it. They get fucking comedy.
I think
they have
longer attention spans as an audience.
Yeah, but no, they don't. They get the
art form. That's that extra
year
of high school.
But you guys get...
Vancouver and Calgary are like the two best places.
I've been from St. John's all the way to Victoria and everywhere in between, and they everywhere you go, they get it. And it's not like blue or
they're
clean.
Polite.
I was on tour right. with Ryan Hamilton. I went up after him. He killed and then I killed. It was both. You know what I mean? It was right. great. I love Canada. I don't know how we went from baby dicks to Canada. But are you circumcised, Pete?
Yeah.
Yeah. You got a big mule too, right?
I have a good size.
Yeah. Being that fucking tall
surprising.
And thin.
I think we should get Chris on the phone to verify that.
Did Chris hold it?
No. I take pictures and then I.
Oh, what did he tell you was wrong with you?
He goes, "You're fine. Keep fucking."
Your dick's healthy, but you're probably a homo.
Your dick's healthy, but I've jerked off to it 5 times. I'm gay.
Your dick's
get me
I'm
off guy code. I need to be on girl code. You got a mat. I've seen your dick.
Yeah. I heard you have a hammer.
It's not
a hog, not a hammer.
It's, what I it's like it's in my hand. It doesn't feel like it is, but yeah, I think I have big hands.
Yeah,
so
that's what I had.
Tall guys, put it in big your hands.
I didn't think my dick was big until a girl put her hands on it. I was like, oh, yeah.
I didn't think my dick was big until I saw it, and it's still not big. I have such a fuck. And since I gained weight, now that I just lost some of it,
yeah,
it's starting to come back. Like my bush fat's getting small again. So my dick is coming back.
Are you back to do that when I texted you the other day? I texted Bobby. He's on Law and Order. I saw him on Law and Order. SVU. I'm like, dude, based on your weight, I can tell this from 2008, this episode of Law and Order. I can pinpoint to the day. It wasn't a bat, and I didn't appreciate it.
I've done four Law and Order. I've done all three of them, and I've done one of them twice. I've looked completely different in every single one.
Yeah, you're probably a great actor for
that. One, I had hair.
Yeah.
One, I was gorgeous, had hair, and I was shredded. One, I was bald with a black goatee with a hat.
Yeah.
Another one, I was fat, bald, and the other one was bald, skinny.
I saw you at Ghost Town like 2 days ago.
I was when I was fat.
I watched that movie.
Yeah, I was a ghost. I was a construction worker ghost.
Yeah, that was
ghost.
Hilarious. Was like,
great gig. Yeah. You ever get a movie like that?
What is Ghost Town?
It's a Ricky Gervais's first film.
It is?
And it was just this, you know, kind of like, you know, rom-com, I guess. Or, yeah. And
I remember that fucking thing. Yeah.
It's I can't on wait to work with Ricky Gervais. All the fucking time. I couldn't either, dude. But he wasn't Ricky Gervais then. You know that. Yeah. He wasn't. He was just a fucking English dude.
Right, right.
And
right.
He was, you know, you didn't even really know who he was then. If I knew now what I knew then, I would have been up his dick like the fucking the naked ghost. The naked ghost. They were just chatting it up. I was like, fuck you.
Like the Q-tip in Harlem.
Yeah, Ghost, you get so much money. You get in a movie like that, yeah. You don't have to speak that much.
Yeah,
you get in one of those, that shit's on 900 times a day. Somewhere.
So you get it from whenever it plays?
Yeah. Look, it's down from what it was. I got paid more for the residuals than I did for the whole fucking month of working on that.
I can't wait for my thing to come out then.
What was it? What did you do?
We shot...
Anyways, we...
TV.
Yeah.
Canada, right? You're from...
No,
I'm kidding, buddy. What is it?
No, that's hilarious. No, what? Keep going.
No, no, fuck it. What is it? What'd you do?
No, I had this small part in like a Nick Cannon film, but I was... I had to be
I'm going
to
cut you off there.
The whole...
So listen. Yeah.
All right.
Listen, dude.
That's what he deserves.
How many dicks are in this place?
Is that the one Lewis
There's
sucked?
A lot of dicks.
Jesus Christ.
The one Lewis sucked is on the fridge.
Oh, Lewis. Yeah. She told me, fucking, you had an oral
that
sex.
That got around
contest.
Quick. I heard about that.
And
two
Bailey J just bowed out.
Happened.
Oh, that's so great.
Bailey J forfeited, and it was one of the best moments of my life looking over at Lewis, and he was genuinely bummed out. And I go, what's wrong? He goes, I don't know, man. I just wanted to win legit, dude. Now I'll never know.
He's and a bigger fucking homo than...
Dude, I said this on the last podcast. When I knew he was a fucking... He sucked a dick before. And I know he won't admit it. I wouldn't have either. Okay? Even though I've admitted to sucking a dick for a steak.
Really?
Yeah.
From where?
It was a T-bone.
it was a really good steak.
He said to me... I go, all right, let's go. He said, you got to put your leg up. And I was like, what? He goes, put your leg up. I put my leg up. I was like, oh my God, this is how you suck a dick. Like, you don't suck a dick with two planted feet like it's a glory hole. You put a leg up so you can get fucking the balls. And then he spit on it twice. And then he pushed the spit back to wet the whole cock.
Oh.
And then he put his hands through my ass and pulled me in.
By the way, don't you think...
I was laughing so hard.
Hey, man, maybe he's just a method actor.
Someone called me.
I've never seen anyone.
Luis Gomez just really sucked a dick.
Yeah.
Like, really good. Really, really
good.
Really good.
Luis Gomez sucks great.
Go get the video. If you haven't seen this video, it is stupid.
I don't
want
to see Luis. I won't be able to look at him.
Dude, you will. You'll look at him. You want to see it?
I'll get you a picture now. Hang on.
But he's like, he walked into the stand the other day and he was like, yo, did you see the video of me sucking Bobby's dick?
That's why it doesn't matter. It's like Norton with training. It's fine because he doesn't care.
This is a dildo.
Yeah,
right?
You own it?
It's dick. That one right
on
the fridge.
Right here. It's this little brownie.
Let me see that.
Yeah, but look at the picture. But hey, look at the picture. That looks fucking real.
I don't like how he's like that.
Oh,
oh, get out of here.
You know where that's Bane, Kurt?
Ew.
That's like an Arab pecker.
A what?
The fuck is that?
An Arab pecker.
How,
like
how many
brown.
Arab peckers have you seen?
Assuming.
Do you
assuming.
Watch? Do you watch?
I've seen a couple of those goat videos.
This dick is unusually.
So he like just went home and went to bed after this. Like this is.
Well, I had to go home to.
It's
my
a fake dick. He actually didn't suck his dick.
No, but who does?
Let me
that?
See.
Yeah, but
a mo.
Listen, buddy.
I can understand.
You're 20 years old. You're 20 years old. You haven't lived a lot of life yet.
You're in a dorm room with your friends, and you want to like play around or whatever.
Yeah. Listen, Pete. You have options in your career. Lewis doesn't. He had a second day.
Yeah, let me tell you something, dude. This is not. Listen,
go for with the sniper.
Let me tell you another thing. Outside Stamp, New York. I remember I show up and I was like, I was supposed to hang out with this chick, but she was annoying, so I didn't want to fucking go back with her. Right. I'm like, yeah, I gotta go stay at my friend Jay's house. She goes, you're gonna stay with your faggot friends instead of fucking a girl? But she was so annoying, I was like, yeah. So I show up at Sam New York to meet Jay.
Yeah.
Lewis is standing there. They're doing, their girlfriends are all standing onto the side. They're all getting weird gay play, right? Fucking Justin took his nut, a little bit of his nut out of the top of his pants, and Lewis ran over and touched it with his tongue real quick. And I was like, holy shit, that girl's dead right about me. And yeah. This is not the first time. I'm saying he's not
I
the first time.
All a little-
no, we you know how many stories he's had on this show where he's fucking I mean the reason why I love him, he told the story when him and Justin were just for shits and giggles.
They were touching each other's dicks.
No, not that one. Jesus,
no,
what's that?
One,
what
Pete.
The fuck is that?
You know, I know the one Pete's talking about.
No, you don't know where they held each other's dicks?
No, I don't know that one.
Oh, see, he would laugh first. They just held each other's dicks and look each other in the eye. Yeah. See, he would laugh first.
Dude. Can I just say something? No, that is a funny game. I mean, I've never played it, but that when you, this is how fucking great guys are. We're so competitive that we'll, it's like, what do you want to do? I don't know, dude. We'll hold each other's dicks and whoever laughs first loses.
Whoever laughs
that
first is a faggot.
Fucking just instinctual. fucking man. That's so manly.
Yeah. I usually stop after arm wrestling, but I get pretty going with this.
Yeah. That's why Lewis sucked the dildo, because it was his competitive nature.
Lewis wanted to win
to beat,
legit.
Yeah. He wanted to beat Bailey. That's
he's a faggler.
But he sucked it so well. Like, he closed his eyes.
Kelly
and
was like,
enjoyed it. It
Lewis,
was like Meisner.
Norton was, if you saw Norton's face.
Norton got a boner.
He was fucking like, this is good.
No. Yeah. At the time, he was like, this is gross, but when you're at home, we
you
know what happens.
Do you think Lewis is better than you?
Probably. I don't know. I kind of tried to, like you know, buck him up a bit.
We've already,
like,
we've already,
nice.
I've already talked about that with tips. A couple people. And no, you're better than him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Survey says
Kelly wins. Australia.
1 point for Australia.
How many people do you know that were blown
I'm
by both
31.
Kelly and Lewis?
Four. No, I'm kidding.
Lewis
it's
has
eight.
Been around.
Soda said that.
Soda. And Joe List. And Colin Quinn.
Oh, Joe, I wish.
Where,
What?
She just said she wants did to blow Joe List.
Oh,
yeah.
I love
I heard
Joe.
That.
He's my favorite in the whole world.
I thought John Moses was your favorite.
Nah, besides these two.
John Lovitz?
This guy.
John Lovitz apparently is a real,
The guy that talks like this.
Wait, Joe's got herpes, don't he?
Yeah, but it's only when it's out. You can't get your.
I'm not sucking a dick if it's got herpes. I'm not going to see it or not.
But it's fine.
Wish upon
if
a sword. Suck your list.
With the herpes?
Yeah, I no, learned about it. It's completely fine. I fuck a girl with herpes as long as it's not out.
You
there's
can't.
No problem with that.
Did you use a condom?
Yeah, but you know
what? Yeah, I use condoms.
Out of your fucking mind.
But if it was my girlfriend and she her herpes went out, I'd use it.
Would you do that?
Who gives a shit?
Well, if your girl.
I wouldn't. I'm married. So.
Are you married?
Yeah.
Does she have herpes?
No, HPV. I gave it to her.
Oh, yeah, that's not even the same realm.
That's a wedding gift.
Can we stop for a second? I know what it is, but I don't know what it is. I mean, I is it warts?
Right.
Is it, what is
what
it?
You need to know. It's a woman's problem.
Right.
That's all you need to know.
That's what it really is.
It's a woman's
why?
Problem.
You're a guy, it's a wart, it gets burned
you,
off.
As a guy,
you think about it again.
By the way, as a guy, let's say you have it. There's a way to test for it, so it's not your fault even. So they can't test if you have it for some reason in men. They can only test in women by checking for irregular cells, right?
Yes,
in
this,
their
and
cervix.
This is the argument that I had with Lewis the last show. I have it with him all the time because he's like, "Golly, you can't test for HPV." I'm like, "With women, you can." And I've been told I don't have it twice. And this is in the last 2 years, tests that I don't have it. And then he's like, "You have it, blah, 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 blah."
Who said
he's,
that, Lewis? Lewis. How does he know?
Because
he has it.
Because he has it, and he's
and
like, no, he said, if you're sexually active, there's no way
he's
you don't have it. And I'm
gay
like,
whore.
I'm really careful when I have sex with boys, and I've had a long-term relationship.
Here's the other thing,
as opposed to girls.
If you no, listen, if you have a healthy immune system,
it
right,
can be a problem for guys.
You might have, like, it could be that you were exposed to it, and your body killed it.
Didn't have it, yeah.
It could be that, but if like most men don't even get a wart ever, so they don't know they have it.
But I know dudes that had wore it. I never had a wart, but I know I got
There's
it.
There's definitely a test for women.
No, but you can. That's the whole thing now. You can get it. You can get it from, like, Michael Douglas apparently had it in his throat.
What? He sucked a dick?
No, he was saying he ate his chick out and he got HPV
But
in
it
his
wasn't his throat.
Zeta
his
Jones?
Tongue. He lied.
Zeta Jones.
You saw that, right?
Zeta Jones.
He lied about
Wait a minute.
That.
Slow the fuck down. You can get... He got cancer?
In his tongue,
from eating pussy.
Don't eat pussy, right?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
I mean, apparently. I don't know.
This
I'm not a fucking doctor
story.
Here.
See, this
Didn't
is why the dick is
That's what you get.
Winning
it,
right now.
It's, it can become cancer, HPV yeah. cells.
So he
cells.
Ate Zeta Jones's pussy.
So well,
often.
Much.
No, no, no. Often.
How he probably got it from other... He ate a lot of pussy. That's a, I made a joke about it. That guy's like, you know.
But he's been married for 20 years.
Yeah, but that's the thing. But that's the thing. He's probably had it forever, you know.
In his throat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not super common, but it happens.
So I've had warts, mm-hmm. so I have it.
Everybody has warts.
Mm-hmm. Oh, where'd you get the wart?
Yeah,
every finger
had
and your
I had an STD before.
I don't think my grandfather had it. Warts.
Or I never UTI. Had a wart.
Is it UTI and the STD?
No.
What is a fucking wart?
It's a wart. It's the same as if you got a wart on your hand. It's the same virus, but it's on your dick.
I disagree. I think there's a different virus. There's a
bunch of different ones. Yes.
Yeah. There's a pussy wart, and then there's a normal wart that can come around a pussy wart.
HPV causes all warts, so any wart you have on your body is from HPV.
Like I've never had a wart, though.
On your puss?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
On your finger?
You never had a wart on your pussy?
Yeah, wait a minute, though. Look, first of all, a wart on your finger, like those round...
That's from an HPV virus.
But that's not the same as a dick wart. A dick wart looks like a tree's growing on your
cock. Well, it's different. Yeah. Listen, right. It's different skin. It's the same virus.
Does that excite you? He went, yeah. My dick looked like a tree.
He was like, broccoli. Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Just means you're having fun. It's good. It's a good...
What the fuck? I love your fucking weird advice. Your pep talk. Nah, it's good you got AIDS. You had a lot of fun.
You can lose a bit of weight. You can look good.
You fucking live
You'll
life, you fucking homo.
You're fine.
You shot some heroin. You took it in the ass. Good for you. I know guys who don't do nothing with their lives, and they're healthy as shit, but they're going to be bored when they're 80, 90, 100.
No good
You'll
stories.
Be dead at 60 with a pot belly and fucking weird knuckles.
Oh, well, yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah, when I heard Michael Douglas got the throat cancer from eating pussy, I was like, forget it. You know, don't even try to live healthy. Anything you do is going to turn out to get cancer anyway, so... Enjoy your life.
Yeah, but I don't think...
I think he was a special case.
Is it really true that he got it from eating pussy? Because I've eaten a lot of pussy.
Not as much as Michael Douglas.
It could be.
Yeah, I know that. But
you don't know Sexy Bob.
Sexy Bob, I'm sure, is great, but Michael Douglas, actor?
I think Michael Douglas now.
Famous actor? Really
I think Michael Douglas didn't eat as much pussy as Sexy Bob, because Sexy Bob was on the streets... I was out there fucking licking box after box.
He was on yachts. With
yeah, but he was
50
on
50 women.
But you don't. Yeah, not 50. He's
but
not
he
licking 50. He's not a
pussy.
Porn star.
You don't think so?
No, he fucking licked a fucking nice pussy and a nice pussy. Mm. You know what I mean?
It doesn't necessarily become cute.
But it's Hollywood pussy, so it's exponential.
Good word. What the fuck? Why don't you call
Don't
me a megalomaniac?
That's like the biggest word ever used to describe eating pussy. Exponential.
Was it exponential or exponential? What was it?
Exponential.
Existentialism.
Existential?
No, that's not what you said.
Exponential. Hollywood pussy has been like run through a lot, so you got a lot of dirty dicks going up in the pussy, so he eats that one, and he's basically eating the pussy
Sucking
that Johnny
Brad
Depp
Pitt,
has fucked. Exactly,
Brad Pitt,
everybody.
Yeah, you're fuck. I mean... I remember this guy, he was we did this movie called Eight Guys. It was a short film. Dane did it years ago. And it was me, Alonzo Bowden, fucking Jay, a bunch of other fucking assholes.
Jay, who I'm not familiar.
Jay Davis. Do you know him?
Oh, no.
Oh, I know, from Torgasm.
Yeah, that little guy. Okay. And Rusty Dooley, this fucking guy, lived in the basement of this place in L.A., He lived in the parking garage. Like, you go down the parking garage, there was a door to the right, there was a storage room. It was his place. And I remember... I don't know what I was going to say.
Bobby, are you high?
You were fucking telling this story.
No, because
girl,
you
honestly.
Fucking two cunts. You were punching his head. you fucking asshole.
We were taking
then,
shots.
Yeah, but I don't know what the fuck you're doing, and I'm looking over at you, and then you lost my train. And then looking into Kurt's eyes is looking into like a universe.
I'm hanging on every...
It's like the fucking the thing around... And Men in Black 2 around the cat's yeah. neck. It's like, what the fuck is that? In Orion... What are we talking about? Fuck
you got
face.
Lost in my eyes.
When I see Pete, I always like have the urge to give him a noogie because he reminds me of my little brother before he lost.
Well,
his
can
mind.
You bond later, John Boy? Yeah, what geez. The fuck was I saying? What
but
were
the
we talking about?
With Jade.
You're in this movie.
Yeah, but before that,
with eight guys in a parking garage.
No, but before that,
this guy
pussy
he was
in the basement. On your throat.
What?
Michael Douglas.
No, in between that.
No, the guy in the basement. It was the guy in the basement.
No.
This guy did this thing.
It's something about Hollywood pussy.
Hollywood puss.
Yes! Got it. Back. One of the greatest fucking Hollywood pussy stories ever heard. He was fucking Drew Barrymore.
Who? Wow. Who was?
This guy, Rusty.
What year?
He was... Charlie's Angels after the first one.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right. Good one. Yeah,
that's good Drew Barrymore year.
That's a Boy.
That's the great...
It's good.
Right.
I'm more of an ET man right. myself.
So he goes, I'm down. He goes, she doesn't shave her body. She doesn't trim it.
I like that just fine.
She would.
Like and then
hair on a box
like a fucking horse pussy.
That's disgusting.
And he goes down. He's eating her pussy. Yeah. I'm in her in this hotel room with her, and I'm eating her pussy. And then he goes, I looked up and I stuck my finger up, and I went, phone.
Really?
She got pissed.
She got mad.
She got mad.
Oh, that's horrible.
She got mad and fucking. She was like, fucking, I gotta go. She left.
Oh,
she went back to Tom Green.
Tom Green.
No way.
That guy, you can't kill him. Can't kill him out of this business. You can make a shit after shit movie, act like an asshole, just bomb, and you can't kill him.
Cancer in your testes.
He'll fucking do a show with his iPhone and access somebody will throw it on the air.
Yeah. Oh yeah, he just did a special for Access.
He has his own show on Access TV. He just did Dice Clay, and it's crazy. And he's not that crazy guy he used
to
be.
Right.
He's almost like a little more tamer. He's like a regular guy. He's from Canada, right?
Yeah.
Is he big up there?
He was prime minister.
I like Tom Green.
I like him.
I mean, that show was popping off. It was great. It was a great show.
Is he the guy that did Daddy? Would you like some sausage?
Yeah, but that was bad.
That's a great YouTube clip. If you ever want to watch that clip from that, the movie sucks, but that clip from movie is hilarious.
A little known fact: he was actually in this rap group up in Canada. They had like a big hit that was like, "Check the OR. You liking it so far?"
Keep going.
That's all I know.
You know the whole fucking song.
You know the song.
They have to play it because of Canadian content laws.
Sing it. At least do Informer if you're not
going to. Informer. I'm going to. Remember that shit?
I'm interested about what Kurt said before, that you like a hairy box, but then Chris, you were like, ugh, gross,
hairy
gross,
box.
Gross.
Kelly,
this is because like you have a fucking wart hairy box doesn't mean everyone likes it.
Okay, well, we all
she
know.
She's got a good warts. Joke about not all pussy should
I
be shaved.
Get fucking Scopo and the stupid thing.
That's funny.
Huh?
She has a good joke about how not all pussy should be shaved. That's like funny. Sometimes it's there.
Who?
But I'm not, why
Jessica?
Do you like shaved? I don't like bald pussy.
Who is that?
Jay.
Jay who?
Oakerson.
Oh, he has one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he closed with it at Montreal. Yeah. Doesn't he have like 90 pussy jokes?
Yeah.
I mean, they're all hilarious.
Huh?
He's not running out.
No, he's not. That cocksucker.
He likes box hair, too. I'm not alone with that.
I don't like it. I think it's because...
You don't like hairy box?
Nah, I
mean,
shave.
A little is fine, but I wouldn't... Nah. I don't like fucking me.
You know what happens with a hairy box? That hair...
It hurts.
The more it grows, the fucking... Harder and thicker it gets. It's like
a horse's mane.
Look, everybody's different. I didn't say do nothing to it. I'm just saying I don't like bald pussy, like Brazilian wax.
I don't
pussy,
like bald pussy either.
Yeah, I do.
I don't.
Shut up.
You want to know why?
What the fuck?
You're a frat boy douchebag.
You get that bald pussy, you're going to have a moment where you're like, is that a razor bump or should I be concerned right now?
Is that an ingrown hair or is that fucking AIDS?
Yeah.
Or, and I don't want to see where the root
That's
goes.
What I look like.
I don't want to see that fucking hole.
I'm
where
bald. What the fuck are you talking about? I love that part.
I hate it.
Drop a load right in it, in that part.
And the load, and the root, the root
in
box?
The fucking, yeah.
Where the root goes?
Just in that nest, I dump it.
I like a little Hitler mustache. I like a little Hitler mustache, a little soft, a triangle, that soft hair goes down to the puss and it's gone.
I like what? My I like it down to the puss and a little bit up the asshole.
No, you don't. You're
that's
lying.
Gross.
You're lying.
Not lying at all.
You're
lying.
So you would basically want to lick your own face, what your face looks like.
Of pussy, yes.
Yeah, you want.
That's a great way. You know what? I want it to look like my own lips sideways.
You want girls to have hair in their ass?
Now that's a megalomaniac.
Not. It's not. Listen. It's not that. Whatever you have there, I want to see what it is. I want you hiding shit. Like nothing. I want to know what the fuck happens.
They look better when they've got hair. They look sexier and prettier.
It depends how it is. Listen.
Well, we know Kelly does.
If you got a hair underpants, yes, obviously.
Hair.
If I see John Moses' hair.
There's a trimming situation that has to happen. You can't just let it go.
Yes,
nuts,
but I like pussy.
It.
I don't like the fucking.
Kelly, what is your pussy?
I all gone.
Gross.
Kelly.
Because even though I think it looks sexier when there's hair, I prefer not to have any because I feel cleaner.
Yeah, well, so, that's my girl's fucking thing. Yeah. And then, but then the other girl, she had a bush, so I balanced it out, you know?
Okay. One of
Kelly, explain to me right now. Mm. You have.
Don't look down when you talk to me.
No, I'm trying because I'm Scopo isn't doing it right. I'm asking her a question, then she's going to answer it, and you should be on her.
Well, she's going back and forth.
Just go the fuck on Kelly.
Oh, Jesus.
Don't huff and puff, you cunt. You can sit over there if you want. How's that? You want to sit over there?
Oh, with you. Yes, Bobby. Talking about mom.
Fucking ass.
Ugh, I feel gross.
It's not
gross. I keep picturing ass hair.
Kelly, I want to know what your pussy is. It hairy?
No, it can be.
Does hair come out the side?
No.
So
you don't like hair on the sides.
Is it a V or a W?
like a tarantula that got squished by an anvil.
That's a great.
Just stick it out of the fucking underwear.
I'm a perfect little triangle. It doesn't go off into the legs and stuff like that, and it doesn't go up my ass crack.
Is it original hair for like the last 10 years, or is it?
No, I've been waxing down there for like 8 years.
So the hair that's down there, is that original hair, or have you shaved it all off and started over?
I get it waxed all off every 5 weeks.
So every 5 weeks, it all goes.
All goes.
So you get a whole new batch.
Yep. Yep.
I didn't know.
When is your next batch of hair?
Yeah. When is the
winter's
freshest?
Winter's coming.
About 3 weeks.
When do you have a fresh batch
about
of pubes? 3 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
So that's good to know. Now, does it go into your pussy lips?
No.
Your vagina lips?
No.
So it just stops?
Yeah. It's on the outside. I'm not that hairy for an Italian.
Really? So then there's none in your butthole?
First of all, you're not Italian. You're from Australia. No.
Australian.
My parents are Italian. I won't go to Italian.
That's good, though. Shit. That's good. What?
No,
what,
I'm not
what's
very
horse shit?
There's no way.
No way what?
What do you
wait,
mean?
Did they move to Australia?
Yes.
Oh. But they don't
the
speak,
fuck are
do they
you
speak
talking
like
about?
You?
Huh?
They speak like you? Your parents?
Yeah, my dad's got a little bit of an accent though.
Oh my god!
I love that Pete will not accept that there's Italians in
there's
Australia.
There's no way.
You know,
like
not
Italians.
All.
I was surprised when she said she shaves her pussy from being off Australia.
I don't shave it. Shaving it's disgusting. You wax it.
You Pete, what do you know about the world?
Nothing.
He's learning. He's learning.
What
we're watching.
I don't know. I don't know what Obama.
I've
is.
I've got like 14 years and 2 degrees on you.
2 degrees and you're doing this. Oh, this is awesome.
Yeah, but. Degrees are in fucking acting.
You still know how to change a diaper.
Double theater major. Yeah. What do you think?
Acting in fucking Australia is pretty easy.
Yeah.
You know how to change a diaper?
Yeah,
well,
so
you have a little
win.
Brother, right?
I have no, I don't. I just have a lot of cousins. And I like
changing diapers.
Yeah, but who do you trust changing a diaper? Me or
really?
Pete?
I don't mind. I think it's cool because I don't know. I guess I like being able to do that.
Why?
I guess because it makes me feel responsible.
That's
like,
good.
Like in case, like if shit goes down, I can wipe his ass and like.
No,
it sounds like somebody's got a new baby.
Are you married?
Yeah.
How long have you been married?
A month.
Oh shit, dude!
Oh wow!
Yeah, wow,
yeah,
welcome.
Yeah.
How's it going?
It's getting back to normal.
What do you mean?
Well, we lived together for a couple of years first, so. Yeah. You know, we went on a honeymoon, and that was great, and there was a big party and a wedding, and gifts are coming in the mail, but now things are settling down, and it's getting back to normal.
Right.
You know, we had sex a lot on the honeymoon out of because we thought we were supposed to, and now it's back to the 2 to 3 times a week.
I had, on your honeymoon, where'd you go?
We started in San Diego and drove up through San Francisco.
I'm just laughing because he went to LA as well, and he's like, yeah, it's where we're honeymoon. And I did some spots, had some meetings.
Did you really? You had a meeting?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is it a Joe DeRosa meeting where it's with your manager? Or is it... Was it a
friend?
Was it a meeting?
It was a meeting.
I got a meeting. I can't go to my... I got a meeting, dude. Yeah, that doesn't count.
Hang. By the way, you watch Joe do that fucking new material Seinfeld puppet?
That shit was hilarious.
No, what was
Pete
it?
Holmes
oh,
has
Pete
that show on TBS.
No, what
and
was
Joe
it?
Does a puppet called New Material Seinfeld, and right? Seinfeld's just coming to try out some new material.
No, I didn't see it.
It's pretty fucking funny.
Is it funny?
He's, really
funny?
He's pretty good at it.
He's really funny at it.
That's funny.
And he does have a voice, and he's like, yeah, you like that? Is that good? Is that funny? And he has the next thing, and they sound like Seinfeld bits, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you ever? What about? He goes, yeah. What? We got overalls. We got underwear. What goes in the middle?
That's funny.
What goes in the middle?
That's funny. That's a great. That's such a DeRosa thing too. To be, you know, he'd love to trash Seinfeld in his act. Now he's actually doing it through a puppet.
Yeah, that's.
You know, dude, I'm all, just stay here. I'm up here working, being original. And this guy, you ever notice buttons? Fuck him, dude.
I'm not gonna charm people. Do sit-ups. Remember Joe? I remember he did. Went on a Crash Mansion. He got on stage and did this whole thing about, dude, I'm not fucking exercising. Fuck that! Like the whole crowd, like we. None of us gave a shit if you decide to exercise or don't exercise.
Yeah, we're this is an alter room. We're all fat and hairy.
We're all
yeah. Shape.
The reason we're here, Joe, is because we don't care about our vanity.
Yeah, just buy some nice boots or something.
I bought this outfit for $4. This whole thing.
But this coffee was $9.
Yeah, there he is, the kid. Yeah. The fucking kid.
Can you dong the dong there?
Doink. That was a good one. Do it with your cock.
You messed it up wrong.
So that's weird. And how old are you?
34.
34. All right. So I got married.
Too old to be a rock star. So settling down.
Is that what it was, dude? Did you go? You know, it's not going to happen.
Yeah. Well, I don't. I'm
what's
sober.
What's not going to happen?
Comedy. This.
I don't mean that. That's not what I meant, dude. I meant. Look, we all have that Bon Jovi moment being on stage and, you know, fucking, and, you know, I've done it. You get head in a bunch of vestibules, you lick some ass, you fuck abroad in Vegas, all this crazy shit, two girls, a couple people watching. And then all of a sudden you're like, do I want to be 60 and alone because your looks are going to go.
Right.
Your fame, even if it's still there, you're going to wind up paying for it at that point. You know, monetarily, do you want to fucking, you know, you with somebody that you kind of dig and see how it goes?
That's it.
Yeah.
You know, and the other thing is I'm sober, so I'm not out getting drunk all the time. I go home. I go home after a show. It's 12 o'clock. Yeah. I'm on the couch flicking through.
How long have you been sober?
7 years.
Good for you, man.
Yeah. Thank you.
How many times you had your nose broken?
A handful.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Doesn't look broken.
This is probably the longest you've ever looked at my face.
Well, I got.
Did you get?
That, but I'm grossed out by redheads. That's the only thing. So.
Rangers, Kurt. Rangers.
I don't like.
Can't look at Rangers. It's not. Don't take that the wrong way.
No, it's been.
You were a violent drunk, weren't you?
Yeah.
I was too. Yeah. I've been sober 27 years.
Oh wow.
Yeah, I was a violent drunk too. I was.
So would you get sober like mid 20s or something?
I was 15.
You were violent as a drunk.
Oh, wow. I was very violent as a drunk. I hung out with a lot of violent people as a kid.
Well, that was it too. I grew up in a neighborhood where there was a lot of like guys that would go out and you get drunk and you try and get laid, and when you didn't get laid you get in fights, you know. So
yeah, I mean I remember we'd go to parties and
I'll put my dick in something one way or another.
That's Luis J. Gomez. Yeah. That's his motto.
You represent right.
I'll fuck anything.
Mouth. They write a poem about it.
I wanted to win legit. That's all King Bobby's dick.
Dude, Kurt, he was so disappointed. He was so disappointed.
Not as disappointed
Bailey,
that this dick doesn't come real jizz in his mouth. Trust me.
I love that it's a suction cup too. There's no way he hasn't put that in his asshole. There's just no way.
Did he bring it?
Like that's that his.
It's his.
He bought it.
We bought this.
He got in trouble.
That thing started off as a white dick.
Oh, this is supposed to.
He got in trouble with his girl because he spent $25 on a dick.
Oh, I thought.
And it's like they're on a budget. And he's out there buying cocks.
I got a kid. And
oh, I thought because usually it's supposed to be attached to a belt on her.
So that's a waste. I can't use that.
That's our personal.
I like how he bought a small one too.
That's not small, Pete. That's not, first of all, go fuck yourself.
That's
all
humongous. Right? That is humongous.
That's not a small dick. That's a normal fucking size. Peter, it is a normal size cock.
Not
go.
That one?
You talking.
That's ridiculously big.
That's it about, is.
That, that's this oh. one, that's a...
Look how thin it is.
Listen.
That's a skinny ass.
I want to say something.
Look how thin that dick is. You could put that in a paper towel roll.
Listen.
You ever do a paper towel roll test?
This dick is normal. This is a normal dick. This even is above normal.
The one that one's normal. The one on the left.
This one is.
No.
This is not normal.
Yes, yeah, Bob,
normal.
I'm gonna
Peter,
have to stop you there.
Let me. No, that's fuck you, style. You hoe.
Listen,
you're fucking you got, huge hole. Fucking Australian
you,
gap.
If you take a paper towel roll, can you get your dick in that roll?
I can't.
In a paper towel roll.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could fucking fit my yes.
Oh,
yes.
No, I can't do that. Man.
I can do it. I can put it in soft, but then I get excited and I rip that shit open like the Incredible Hulk.
Wait a minute, fuck you!
You look like that fucking Red Hulk of James Thunderbolt Ross Hulk.
This dick is not normal.
That looks normal.
Well, it's a little weird and veiny.
Yeah. It's missing a couple bumps, but
that is normal. That's a normal size.
It looks really? Like a carrot dick though, because it goes too.
Look, I'm not talking about the fucking size.
It looks like a flake.
I'm not talking
that
about the
shit.
Like
I'm gonna ask
you know
this
chocolate
one
bar
time.
The Cadbury.
Are you
flake?
A dick model? Is that what this? This is a beautiful normal dick.
Right now, you can get this dick for $19.95 at the Axon. We're throwing this dick for free right now.
Well, Lou said that darker dick, the one he bought, was closest to his own size.
How great is that? Just a fucking.
It's like that guy from Star Wars.
Requiem for a Dream.
Darth Maul.
Yeah.
I like how Scopo's not even flinching. That dick's like 5 inches from his face.
Ass to ass.
Now, honest to God, though, that's a pretty big dick right there. That's a pretty big dick.
That's normal.
This one right here. Dude, I'm telling you, Peter, I'm telling you, like, Matt, like, scientifically, this dick is a regular size dick.
It's an uber fact.
If you have...
That's probably the average size dick worldwide because there are more Asians and it averages out.
Yeah, I think so. That makes sense.
Yeah, Bobby.
What the
I'll
fuck
that.
Are you
yeah.
saying, dude?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Bobby and
point.
Asians are bringing the curve down. That is what he's saying.
Bringing down your batting average.
I don't think he'd be more clear than what
he's saying.
I
tell you who's got a big piece, though.
Who?
My kid.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I can tell by his helmet.
Yeah, but it's all like weird
Easy.
Purple.
It's not bigger than mine.
Listen, I was made to look at it. I can't confirm.
What'd you say? It's all big and purple?
Is it all weird purple?
Not purple anymore. They
is
fixed
it handsome?
It. It's a handsome cock.
How did they fix it if the nurse was like, there's nothing wrong with it?
It was a doctor, first of all. She wasn't that like that. She was just being short.
Yeah.
Because she was like, look, it's fine. I got other shit to do.
Just
you know,
look. Just look. We'll
yeah.
be done.
Well, she wound up looking. She goes, yeah, I see it. It's fine. And here's the deal. If it's not, if something, because it looks like the helmet, the foreskin attached, and this happens with babies, the foreskin can reattach itself to the helmet.
What?
And,
oh, yeah.
And
oh,
then they
fuck.
Have to,
yeah.
they have to re-certain,
Ew.
They have to recut. And then you have skin on top of your helmet.
No.
That was foreskin. So you have like a discoloration. If my kid... If this happens, I'm going to fucking sue this broad.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. Fuck yeah. yeah.
Right now, I'm okay with it, but if it's supposed to, as he gets bigger, it's supposed to pop out and be all right. I don't know. I don't know dick. I don't know what happens to dicks.
Yeah.
I've never seen the dick evolution.
Yeah, yeah.
You know
well,
what I mean?
We've right. never. None of us have seen as many as like your Louis J. Gomez's, for example.
Louis probably knows exactly what's going on.
That's fine.
Louis.
Watch, I'll fix it.
Bobby, I've
Have
seen
you tried thing. Spitting on it twice and pulling the ass?
I've seen it a million times. All you have to do is... push his dick back and pinch his belly button. It'll pop out.
My ex-boyfriend had a weird circumcision where they fucked up the tip of his dick, so his pee hole
would open up like the Tremors, like that thing from Tremors.
Well, Bobby, may I have a penis, please, so I can show the room his pee.
Did you try blowing in his belly button until it?
So instead of his pee coming up the top of the dick here, his pee came out on the side here. They had a
What?
He had a dick tracheotomy. He had a dick tracheotomy.
Yeah, he had a flutophone.
Yeah. So I could like look into the eye of his penis and there'd be nothing there. It'd just be like skin.
Is that where he came too?
Well, no, no, he would come from in the side here. So when I would blow him,
he
would.
What the fuck?
When you said weird circumcision, we weren't expecting anything like that.
That sounds like a. Oh my god, like a Hills Have Eyes.
Oh, I would fuck with girls all the time.
No, his dick looked good.
I'm like, that's never happened before. You know, like,
she's like, don't.
What did you do to my dick?
She's like, don't come in my face, but you didn't say nothing about coming on your shoulder.
Jesus, did you have to hold his dick like a flute?
You had a solid.
Did you play old Irish jigs on his dick?
What a great dick for a sketch.
Was it like a piccolo? Oh.
But it was,
did
it
you
was
suck him and it came out of the side?
He should be a porn star.
Yes.
Oh. So what did you do with the cum? Did you have to bite it like a harmonica?
No, well, it was really bad. I would always pull out because I didn't like people come in my mouth. Because remember, I only had a guy come in my mouth like the first time 8 months ago because I don't like it.
And you didn't
eight
like
months
it?
Months ago? How do you know if you only done it 8 months ago?
Well, because I just didn't want any guy to come in my mouth.
Do you think it's something
thing
that you build up a tolerance to? Jizz?
I don't know.
over.
I gotta tell you, when my wife like takes that on, I'm like, I don't know how you do this. Yeah. You obviously love me more than I love you.
Yeah, I don't have my wife do it. I don't like my wife. I don't like girls swallowing
gum.
I don't like it. I don't like it. I like coming on your face. I'll come on your tits. I'll come over somewhere else. First of all, I don't like cleaning it up. I don't want to be responsible for your eye. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm usually hungry after, and I wanted to make me something. If she's only got one eye,
she's mad at you.
That's the whole key.
She's tripping over shit.
You just fake like whatever weird cum shit is fine with you, right? And then at the last minute, you dodge or you put a paper towel over it. I'm not going to give a shit because if you do what I want, I'm not even going to appreciate it. I don't even have the ability to give a shit after I come. About what you did with my cum.
Yeah, I don't care either. I don't want you to swallow it because then I feel like I owe you something. Like,
yeah, and I don't.
Can you take the garbage out?
I don't.
I swallowed your fucking cum.
Oh, I don't want to hear that shit.
Oh, fuck you.
No, shut your fucking face, vagina.
I normally don't. Now that I've done it for the first time, I'm like okay with it now. But I will never swallow the first load because it's normally the biggest.
Oh, no, I swallow. The first load of the day.
The first load's like the biggest and smelliest. So I normally let that one. That one goes
but
on the
that's,
boobs.
That's the one they say you should drink. That's the healthiest one.
I like
to
hear.
All karate masters drink their own first load
up
of the day.
That's true.
That's true.
That's why Lewis is a black belt.
With some egg whites.
Every time I think of someone swallowing, I think of like Rocky drinking yolk.
That's gross.
I knew,
like, that's what it was.
I knew
like
a kid in college. This is disgusting. He was a bodybuilder. He used, when he jerked off, he didn't want to lose any protein.
No, come on.
Jerked off, and then he put it in his protein shake.
No,
and drank it.
Fuck off.
That was your friend?
No, nah, just kid I knew.
And his name was Chris Scobo. And that's why his ass is so big today, because he drank his own protein every morning before he did squats.
Fucking Bill.
Oh, God. So,
dude, drinking your own jizz, I've tasted my own jizz.
Accidentally, right?
Not accidentally. I flipped my legs over my head and came in my own face. I almost snapped my neck.
Seriously?
I almost killed myself. I almost killed myself.
Big Jay used to have a whole chair. He fell off a bed and came in his own face by mistake.
Well, I'm not going to lie and say I fell. I intentionally flipped my legs over my head.
How did that happen?
And tried to...
Wait a minute. What do you mean? Like you did...
I was trying to suck my own dick.
I think this is pretty straightforward.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I saw something on the internet. It was a cartoon drawing of how to blow yourself.
This is recently internet. It's been around. Did you manage to...
This wasn't
a 15-year-old kid here.
I don't like you guys are CSI.
Yeah, you break the cardinal rule. You put a time frame on your story. I mean, you're not supposed to do that.
I didn't put a time frame. He did by investigating. You fucking dummy dick holder.
But did you really get your dick into your own mouth? Like, were you able to do it?
I got the head in.
Wow.
Yeah, but it was just, dude, I almost snapped my neck.
Yeah,
I almost killed myself. No, I almost killed myself.
It was like a headstand, and you let the weight of your body mush the dick in your mouth. I think I see where you're going.
I don't like the word mush. Yeah.
Well, I mean, obviously, there's not enough dick to
The weight of your body mushing.
Dick in your mouth.
It's such a mean, fat thing to say.
It's so easy to suck your own dick.
Yeah, for you fucking thin fucking jackal.
Well, I did it on a fucking, I had a chair with handles when I was like 15.
You made a dick sucking machine?
No, it was just a chair. I transformed it. I guess so, yeah.
Was it really loud, like from the 1900s?
A dick sucking apparatus.
It was just a chair, but with only my imagination.
You're like Dick Van Dyke and Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Come on, kids.
Dude, just with a
high,
drink.
Low. Anyway, you go.
But I got a little past the head, but not much past the head.
Well,
but that's from top to down.
Well, I flipped my legs. I got the tip of my dick in, and I sucked on it for a minute. Then I jerked off. I was jerking off to try to get it harder.
And, you
and then
came
I came, accidentally, I knew it was going to happen, and I came.
It's not like when a chick's going down, you're like, oh, it's an accident. You're in control of
I
everything.
I came. I was trying to fucking blow myself.
But you want to also, as part of that, come on yourself?
Because I didn't know what cum
tasted. You want the whole experience.
Well, I wanted to taste what the fucking cum tasted like, and it was disgusting.
What happened after that? Like, did you?
My mother was like, "What are you doing?"
Oh, she was. Mother-
No, I'm kidding. No, she wasn't. No.
Because my mother, I'm not lying to you. I had my door locked. Thank Christ, totally true. While I was doing that, she banged on my door and went, "Kurt, are you masturbating?" I swear to God. And I went like this.
No, I'm not. I'm trying to suck my own dick.
Yeah, you're like, Mom, that's so intermediate.
I literally pulled my
so
dick
yesterday,
out of my mouth.
Mom.
I went, shut up, Mom. It's like that. I just
leave
totally
me alone.
I said it like outrage, like how dare she? It was so much worse than she ever dreamed.
Are you eating Pringles?
You had a Pringles can in there?
I yelled at her. She knew, dude. She sensed I was sucking my... I mean, like...
Yeah. My mother caught me jerking off once, too. Oof.
My mom caught me jerking off and right after I came. That was the worst.
I literally
had it on me.
What, were you in your bed?
What'd she say?
I was in my room, yeah.
In your bed?
Yeah.
Do you have lube?
You're like, Mom, I gotta say this in my protein shake.
I'm not gonna... Dad doesn't have an ass. I don't want that to happen to me.
Yeah, your mom's a dick, dude. They know what you're doing. Oh, what are you doing? You know what I'm fucking doing.
My boy!
My mom knew, dude. She was like, we're going to the store. You want to go? I'm like, nope. Anytime I could get that house alone as a kid.
No. Because you used to have to use the VHR to watch porn.
No, I didn't. There was no porn. This was before VHS.
I will.
This is before. This is right when people got...
What'd you jerk off to?
My head, my brain, my thoughts.
Isn't that amazing that kids jerk off imaginations are ruined now?
I jerk off to my imagination.
I when I was like 13 or 14, I jerked off to my mom's cat licking my neck. And then I found out a few weeks later that it was a boy cat, and I felt weird about the situation after that.
Not the cat.
Hilarious.
The boy. Oh,
what a sicko you are.
You pushed it over into unforgivable.
I'm so glad you stopped drinking. I'm not, I'm fucking, what the fuck, Mom? I'm a fag now. You tell me this is a fucking boy cat. I had a fucking lick in my neck. I was jerking off. I thought it was a girl. Yeah. What an ass.
Yeah.
I my mom.
I like how Kurt gets all judgy. He tried to suck his own dick, but I got a cat lick my neck.
No, that was me.
First of all,
right?
That was me. I shouldn't be judgy. But a cat, first of all, me sucking my own dick is not as bad as you almost fucking a cat.
Yeah. No, yeah.
You were doing foreplay with an animal.
I made this whole thing up. I made that whole thing up.
Did you see a guy has a book that he wrote because he fucked a dolphin in the 70s?
Really?
Huh. In a blowhole?
It's called in the vagina. It's called The Wet Goddess. And then, like he says, look it up. The dolphin.
Wait a minute.
Fucked a dolphin back in the '70s.
The funniest part is the '70s.
Yeah,
that's when dolphins were the shit.
Man, people were
that's
doing
flipper. You know what I mean?
Because dolphins.
All of those like rugs with the dolphin like embroidered on it
from the '70s.
Dolphin
he said
or tiger?
The dolphin fucking came on to him.
Oh, I thought you said.
And then like because they do. By the way, dolphins are rapists.
If you rub a dolphin's belly, I swam with dolphins, and they say do not
so to
rub his belly. Belly.
So he'll fuck you.
Jerk you off.
They said
they'll attack you. Yeah, they get horny if you rub their bellies. They'll fuck you.
Yeah,
they'll rape you.
I'm gonna do it.
You know that, right? They got pretty.
You don't want to be raped by a dolphin.
No.
You are not. You understand the strength the dolphin has in the. You do not want to be. You'll be raped by a dolphin.
You'll drown before you're gutted by the dick, but it's still not cool.
Yeah.
You can get gutted by them.
And then they laugh.
Will you stop freaking this poor kid out?
I love dolphins. Stop.
Well, don't fucking. You don't want to get raped by one, do you?
Rub their belly when you say you
I like
but that's
fucking
a male
my
dolphin.
Bed.
You know
I
what?
My they, bed.
There was that thing about SeaWorld where they're like, what should we do with the killer whales? You're going about this all wrong. You got to get the people in the fucking tubs with the dolphins rubbing their stomachs.
Yeah.
You know? All right, that went nowhere.
Hey, can you give him the bandana? Where's the bandana?
That was terrible.
Do you know the bandana is
grab
gone?
Me a Coke
whenever you do a fucking bomb.
Wrap that bandana. And that's a bomb bandana, and you deserve it.
You wrap it around your
wrap mic. It around your microphone so we know who the last stinker came from. Holy, that's gross. Good. You should gong him on that one, too.
Well, you did talk about this movie that went nowhere.
The fucking thing right there.
Oh, jeez.
Great idea, Scopo.
Fucking Scopo.
This is pass
that wasn't even my
me.
Fault. Yeah. I wasn't going to do
Thanks,
it.
Will you get me a better gong?
I'll get you a better gong, yeah.
Well, you're talking about the dolphin rape and stuff. There was a documentary on Vice where it was about the village. Vice?
Don't you just hate it when she talks?
Vice, a village.
Hate it? Like Vice?
God. There's a document. It was in, I don't know, it was a weird country like Kazakhstan or whatever, where they, the men, well, I don't know, whatever, where they men fuck donkeys because don't want to fuck
Mexico.
The women.
It's in Mexico.
They want to fuck the women because.
It's called the bachelor party, Kelly.
But they actually showed footage of this guy, like, it's like, it's like you're a hero. Like, how many donkeys you fucked? Like, 60? Wow, good for
where
you.
Where was this?
It was in like a weird, like, not Romania, but
I'm
going to
get you a Bobby
there.
Globe so you can fucking contextualize your story. Because you didn't know where.
It doesn't where matter the, where it is.
Where?
It's the fact that.
The fucking banana foreskin dessert country.
Oh, dude, that was something I saw on TV.
How'd you
for well, what five do you, where, seconds.
Where'd you, where'd you how do you forget? Remember that? Hey, remember, how do you forget it? I would never forget that fact.
Hi, yeah, dude, it was just on. It was on Travel Channel, Bizarre Foods.
Yeah, do you think Pete's dick looks like a banana with a foreskin?
I bet you Pete's dick is a fucking...
Pete's got a big dick, yeah.
Jesus Christ, can you not fucking
Pete,
be so excited about
picture?
That show?
No. Please, can you
I know,
show us a picture?
Not on this phone. I have it on my other phone.
How many phones do you have? What, are you a drug dealer?
I have two. No.
Why do you have two phones?
You know he has two.
Well, one for girls and then one for me and my friends. So, you know, that's...
Oh, you have a naughty boy phone and a good boy phone?
Yeah.
All right, that's cool. Well, really? What kind of phone
Pete's
is it?
Pete's killing it.
I have a Galaxy. That's my normal phone. And then the iPhone is my phone.
What do you mean Pete's killing it?
With the ladies.
You banging a lot of broads?
Doing pretty good right
How
now.
How old are you?
20.
Wow.
Don't get AIDS.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't.
You already look like you have it.
It's so funny. I remember Pete. I remember Pete, he was like 16, 17.
What's wrong with you, Kurt?
I'm sorry.
Why would you? That's not even.
Too skinny.
He doesn't go home.
You don't look like you have AIDS. You look like you have Hep C.
Okay.
It's a different thing.
You that's not that bad.
No, you can survive with that. Can't you? No.
Holy fuck. Pamela Anderson has it.
Does she?
Yeah,
she got
great.
It from Tommy, right?
Yeah. Needles.
They still fuck. All right, good.
Do they really?
I don't know. I hope so.
I remember my mom, going back to the jerking off thing, she said, I'm going to the store.
Thank God.
She said, oh, sorry.
How many hours of this show has been like dedicated to jerking off?
I started it off. I apologize.
Hello, honey. My wife is driving back with the baby late night. You all right? We're doing the show. You good?
Hi, Don.
Checking in. I'm at one of the mobiles on the ferry.
Okay, cool. Yeah, we're just talking about the time I got caught jerking off by my mother.
What am I stepping on?
Oh, all right. Well, I'm glad you have a sense of humor. All right. I love you. You're good, right?
Yeah.
All right. I'll see you soon.
We're glad your son's penis is better.
Oh, yeah. That we talked about Max's dick.
I love you, bud.
The penis. The purple penis with Max.
Purple penis eater.
I'm not talking about it in a bad way. I just brought it up how I was freaked out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right, goodbye. What a fucking twat.
I do.
Wow. Anyways. What's that? Are you showing a picture of my kid's dick?
Yeah, no, that's Max.
Oh, yeah, he's the best.
He's so cute.
That's a photo guy. That you took. That's an original photo.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that.
Can I see him?
I was babysitting.
I'd like to see this baby.
I'm going to ask Chris DeStefano if he could send me a picture of my dad.
That's a cute kid, man.
I'm serious. He's so cute. Look at his
face. Yeah, look at him.
He's like, Kelly, talk to me more in that
accent. Wow, he looks like you, dude.
He totally
looks like you. Yeah, eyes.
He's got a bigger dick than me, apparently. Dude, compared to you guys. So, anyways, my mother, I'm jerking off.
He's not gonna have to. He's not gonna have to mush when he's a teenager.
He can be mush is fat. Yeah.
He's not gonna have to go legs over the head.
Your face, aren't you fat?
What?
I wasn't making a fat joke.
I know, but it was just funny the way you said it.
So Pete's gonna get a picture of his dick sent to you from Chris Stefano. Is that what's happening now?
So Kelly, will you settle down?
Fucking rub one out to it.
She's dying to get a picture of his cock.
Just like,
do you
want
to fuck Pete? Is that what it is? Come on,
too skinny.
So here's the deal. So anyways,
like fucking a prank,
oh God,
story.
Can I get to the finish this fucking story? Forget it. I'm done.
No,
I'm done.
I want to hear it. Jerking off, mom.
I was trying and she's fucking cut it off.
No, cool. I was listening.
Now it's anticlimactic. I'm not saying it. You think I'm going to fall with this in a room full of comedians? No, tell us. And then I go in and you guys are like, yeah, that's great. Good for you. Gong. I'm not happy.
No, we're behind you.
I'm trying to get rid of this rag.
No, we're behind you. Really
I jerked off in this new house that I'm renting, and I feel weird because it's a friend of mine's house I'm renting, and his father passed away, and I don't want his father to see me jerking off in his house. I feel like
did
I'm
he pass away in the house?
No, he didn't. But still, I think he's in the house.
The father's ghost.
Because I can smell ghosts.
That's not ghosts. That's cum. Yeah, but. No, ghost smells bleachy.
Go right where, you know, right out of my mouth is cum.
No, it's not. I just feel
that's ectoplasm.
Old ghost.
I feel like he's watching. Like he could be watching me, and I just feel embarrassed. I don't feel like I don't want to not disrespect him. I just don't want him to see the size of my cock.
I would throw I'd throw up metal hands while I did it.
Yeah, motherfucker. Whose house is this now?
That would get him out of the room. Oh, I hate this music.
Is this where you live with your sweetie? And I jizz all over his fucking...
Really?
Yeah.
You don't give a shit.
Fuck a ghost.
I fucked up the other day.
What?
I jerked off. I had to go to LA, so I jerked off in my bed. And then I was late, so the cab came down. I just pulled my pants left, and then like I came back a week later, and then I went to sleep, and I was laying in a pool of my own
of hard jizz.
Yeah, and that's how I woke up. Like, I thought it was. I thought I was drooling. I was like, I don't drool.
Oh.
I was poking it and shit, and I was like, oh, it's my cum
with his tongue.
Then he froze it in a fucking ice cube tray.
No.
Why is this sheet frosted?
What'd you go to LA for, Pete?
I just had a couple meetings and stuff. This thing.
That's good. Meetings.
No, that sounds like regular meetings.
Yeah,
Pete is throwing his fucking wiener all over the stand, dude.
I think you said he's blowing up, right?
Stand up,
right,
Scopo?
Yeah, man, he's huge.
I just want to clarify, when I was in LA, I was going to AA meetings, not meetings with industry people. There's a difference there.
You're cross-talking in Santa Monica?
You know, if you were Joe DeRosa, you'd find a way to make those industry meetings.
Yeah.
You're a writer? This is a meeting.
You know, man. I'm a writer, you know, but I don't drink for just today so I can make some hookups.
Yeah, I'll give this a whirl.
What is it? Oh. Wow, that's fucking good, Pete. You're on the Wilding Out show.
Yeah.
Which I do. Out of all the shows that are on that fucking network.
You were going to say Godforsaken.
I wasn't going to.
Okay.
But it's a kid network.
Right.
I was farting.
I could tell.
It's a child's network. It's for kids. It's for teenagers. But that Wilding Out show is actually a fucking hard show to do.
Yeah, they don't. It's improv, so it's.
Yeah.
Do you have an improv background?
No.
You just you know what you got? You got fucking balls.
Yeah.
That's all he's got is confidence.
Have you shot him already?
Yeah. The season's done.
Do you get the ideas? Like, do they tell you what's gonna go on?
Don't be lifting up the curtain here, pal.
We have
rehearsals. It's magic.
No, because everybody asks that. We have rehearsals, and then I'd say 90% of the show, we have no idea what's going on. And then they, like, tell us, this is the game you're going to play, but they don't give us the topic.
I started in improv, if I could give you a couple tips.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Back in Boston.
I did. I started with Dane Cook. Me, Dane. Go ahead. Yeah, you know.
Oh, what is it? Is it Al Madrigal?
Didn't she do the garden, something. The Boston Garden? I started throwing shoes at you.
Yeah.
Dane. Wait, who's that guy? Al. There was a guy that was
Al Dane. This guy.
Al DelBene.
Yeah.
Al DelBene. He used to open for Joe Rogan.
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The improv team. Yeah.
Jesus, Scopa.
He's a good guy.
It's creepy.
Yeah, we did improv, but our improv sucked, dude. We did something one week, and if it worked, we kind of kept it and just fucking weaseled it in somehow the next week. I remember one time we had this...
canned improv.
We shot this projector thing. We had a projector going with these slides, and the thing fell off the mount and rolled across the floor, and it was people were dying. It was just this crazy... They thought we were just doing it, and we were flowing with it, and we just was trying to put it back in, and then the next week we tried to do it again. We tried to break the projector, but it was fixed. So like it didn't work, and they were like, "What's going on?" And everybody's uncomfortable, and it just ruined the fucking show.
So when you would like do the stuff that had worked before, and it wasn't true improv, would other like improv purists be like, they're not doing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but
right.
we did. We worked at comedy clubs. So we were the first guys to go. We were the first comedy group. They had the Boston Comedy. The BCN Comedy Riot was the biggest amateur comedy competition in the country at the time in Boston. It was huge. Anthony Clark did it. You know, any huge comic back then was in it. It was amateur, but a lot of people blew up from this. We were in it with Patrice, I think Burr, and me and Al and the Monkees. I remember Dane entered it by himself too, which kind of, we were like, what a dick thing. You know what I mean? Why we're a group, man. And he kind of entered it and got into the finals. Thank God he didn't win. That would have sucked if we had to go against him and he just fucking sabotaged all the props. You know what I mean?
Who fixed the projector?
But yeah, we made it to the finals and we won. We were like the first comedy group to win. So it was a big, big deal.
Right.
And the guy, Mark Parenta, who was the biggest guy on radio in Boston at the time, loved us, loved Dane. Find out later, he's fucking, picking boys up with Xboxes in front of the White House. I swear to God.
Why the White House?
Dressed up as Santa.
He was in D.C.
Boston.
That's a perfect place
Boston,
to meet.
What?
Everything I hear about Boston is always that Mystic River misery.
Misery.
Everybody's dad looks like that one guy that's the dad in all those
movies. And Parenta looked just like Tim.
Can't Allen. We just forget it and move on? Why are we going to bring up the past? Yeah. So what? He touched your dick. Everybody got their dick sucked. You suck a dick, you get your dick sucked. Move on. You do your life.
That's like the unseen
go
part.
Go Red Sox.
That's the unseen.
Right. Let's go to the game now.
The game.
That's
fine.
All the unseen parts of the Hopper commercial.
What do you mean it's an iPad? Listen, shut up. He's Uncle Fester sucked my dick too.
You got an family. Xbox, didn't you?
Don't bring up the past.
So true. Well, yeah, in they wound up asking us to do the Boston, this big show they did. The year before they did it in front of like 800 people. So that's no big deal. We were like, yeah. This year they were doing it in the Boston Garden. It was 14,000 people.
Oh my Jesus. God.
And we were so fucking... We were such megalomaniacs. Uh-huh. We were doing improv. Callback. You can't do improv in front of 14,000 people.
Oh, right.
You don't go, hey, what pisses you guys off?
You. Somebody give me a word.
We walked out there with, we all had different colored shirts on too, so they thought we were a boy
yes.
band.
Yes.
This is right when New Kids.
And you did look like a beautiful, gorgeous boy
yeah.
band boy.
Dude.
And I think Dane came up with this idea. He goes, we should all squat down, and when they announce us, we should jump up and spin and turn.
Of course he said that.
Worst. No. It was a good idea at the time. It was
you should go on to always do
terrible. It was terrible, man. It was fucking terrible. And I remember looking at my friend Jay in the middle of this improv, and he was trying to fuse and freeze. So he's like this. Just frozen and sweat. I saw sweat pouring down his face.
He was
and his eyes started quivering because he just wanted to go home.
Oh, bro.
How and long then, was that
when the,
set?
When the strength leaves your body and you just want it to be a...
Well, I wound up giving a speech. I took my shirt off. I was like, listen.
We
know amazing. You didn't come... We know you didn't come here to see comedy. You came here to see the Spin Doctors because they were there. They went on before us.
Oh.
This was, Little Miss can't be wrong. Right after
what
that.
Year was that, dude?
Who?
Like 95?
Who?
Yeah. Right when they came out.
Oh, Pete was born that year. Who the fuck are the Spin Doctors?
Listen, don't act like this shit didn't happen before you were born. You
Spin Dog.
Right.
You'll be there soon enough, dude.
Two princes, son? Get the fuck out of here.
I can't wait till you're 43 and you look like you look now. But
that Crohn's has a hold of his body like Mr. Burns. Yeah. He's like, oh.
Crohn's made his dick swollen.
Crohn's. I keep forgetting you got Crohn's. That's right. Yeah.
They started chanting, sha-na-na-na.
With your shirt off.
I didn't know that was a bad song for the first couple of minutes.
Right.
I thought they were doing something.
So you thought it was like,
okay, you're giving me a song.
And then you
I was like, yeah, we know you. The fish was going on after.
after us.
Oh, who? What a miserable
fish.
Spot.
Listen, right. Steve. Yeah,
who
why?
The fuck is fish?
How'd you get into the fish and spin dot? In the middle? That sucks.
Dude, what a fucking awful spot.
For improv. Yeah. And we've been doing it for like a year and a half.
Wait, did I tell you that last time I was here that I've been to like 6 fish concerts but never seen the show? I just went to the parking lot to find opium.
What? No.
I used to just go to fish parking lots to find drugs. I've been to like 6 fish concerts. I never heard them. Don't know it. I just would go to get like good weed and shit from hippies and like all kinds of rare shit.
I heard, and you weren't rummaging through my fucking cabinets. Go fuck yourself. Saved you a trip to a.
If I thought you had opium, I would have.
I saved you a trip to a fish concert.
He's walking around like a maniac.
I would be going to your. Yeah.
What's the difference? What does opium do that other stuff doesn't?
It's just like a natural thing. You never find that shit.
I heard horror stories about fish concerts where like guys would throw acid on guys' backs and they just start tripping out and never come back.
Well, that's not true.
That's not true?
That can't be true, dude. That Canadian came out in you too. That's not true? I didn't know. Maybe
yeah, that sounds like
I got all apologetic.
Yeah, you did.
But you know what? I do know. Remember that girl I was seeing that used to work at the cellar that she had white girl dreadlocks?
Yeah.
I know you remember her.
I do.
Esty couldn't stand it. And she sold acid, and she told me all about fucking these acid families that make... They, like, you know all these, like, hippie festivals out in the woods? They're still going on, and then spin doctors still play them, and they have, like, a war with the townies all the time. That's never ended.
So there's acid families, but nobody's ever put acid on somebody's back. That's totally fucking...
No
possibility.
But the guys that make it and, like, refine it, they're fucked, like... These dudes are so fucked up that make acid. It's so much more. Gets
that'd
into
be a
skin.
Great documentary.
I know.
Yeah, it'd
be a great documentary to fucking learn about acid.
Yeah,
acid is such a hidden drug. It's like you know, meth and coke and crack, and marijuana are just there's everything on those things. I've never seen a documentary on acid
like now because it's not around.
What it is. I don't even know really what it is.
It's around.
Hey, you still hear of it once in a while. It's like a real treat. You're like, really?
You hear
acid?
About mushrooms. You don't really hear about acid as much.
All right, I'm going to do a couple real quick ads. Make sure this holiday season, you guys going to buy anything? You going to take a piss?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. It's right in there. So that face on you. You're saying, yeah. Go to use our Amazon link on riotcast.com/Robert Kelly. Go there. On riotcast.com, and there's an Amazon button. Click on it. Buy all your gifts from that link, and you guys will be helping out the show. Make sure you do it. And if you do it, please let us know that you use the link. And Gamefly.com. If you, Riotcast has partnered up with the Gamefly rental service. Gamefly.com is unbelievable. And right now, for my listeners, you get a free 15-day 2-disc offer. It's a $22.95 value, and it's free for you. 15 days, man, for nothing. Try the new Grand Theft Auto, The Last of Us, or Diablo game. As long as you want, keep it. Gamefly.com offers 8,000 videos in PlayStation, Xbox, and Wii. Now your PC, just give it a try. It's free for 15 days. Go to Gamefly.com/YKWD. And also... Headphones. These are my favorite fucking headphones.
Tweaked
Audio. TweakedAudio.com is a sponsor of the YKWD and the Riotcast Network. Right now, we can offer you, the fans of this show, 33% off, free shipping, and a lifetime limited warranty for many different headphones. Mic'd, non-mic'd, unbelievable quality for inexpensive price. They're 33% off. Buy more than one. The great gift for the holidays. Everybody needs headphones. Everybody has a cell phone. Everybody listens to music. And everybody loses their fucking headphones. So have them on you. Have your... You lose them
all
the time.
I perpetually lose headphones.
Go to tweakedaudio.com right now, Kurt, and 33% off.
How much do they run?
They're fucking like 10, 15, 20 bucks.
Oh, like that?
And then you get 30% off of that.
They're really tough, though.
Yeah.
Like,
they're
you know,
tough.
You know, if you they're put them rugged. In your bag and you like,
yeah,
pull them out.
Yeah, that's
like,
what I need.
Yeah, they're really tough.
Yeah, tweakedaudio.com. Make sure you go there and use the code word.
Dude.
Code word dude. And you get 30% off, free shipping, and a lifetime limited warranty. I want to thank all the people who donate. You guys are amazing. Thank you. You can hit that donate button on the YKWD page. All that money goes back into the show and makes it even better. So that's it. We're back in the show right the fuck now. Scopo, you got this, buddy? So anyways, man.
Oh.
What's up? We're back.
I thought you...
We're back. I want to know what fucking Crohn's disease is.
Karen has it. My girl has it.
Really?
Yeah.
What That's is it?
She has a pretzel gut, like a... It's like colitis, or it's one of them things where your intestinal lining gets really inflamed over... like, if you eat seeds, you'll die.
What?
People used to die from it. Now they have drugs that keep your body from attacking itself.
Isn't that what...
Your immune system attacks your own intestines because of, like, blockage and shit. It's real fucked up.
Has she had operations and had, like...
No, she does pretty well with it, but she takes drugs for it. But people are all different. Like, some people... I had a roommate that had it that he had to get a piece of it. Everybody eventually has to get a piece of their intestine.
Yeah, a friend of mine just had that done, and it's, like, a big scar down his stomach.
Oh, really?
It's nuts. But she's... Your girl is so pretty. Well, you know that, right? She's
on
adorable.
On the inside, it's deformed and horrible.
Every time I see her, she like grabs me. She's like, hey, how are
inside
you?
Inside her intestines.
God, I love it.
Well, that's what Brock Lesnar had, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Didn't he have the same thing? And he that's Crohn's?
Yeah, a lot of people have it.
I thought that was diverticulitis.
In fact, it's not even a Jew thing. Like, I always joke with her. I thought it could be. It's related to it, but it's not.
Yeah,
Crohn's
yeah.
is his own thing.
Lots of bleeding.
It's not necessarily Jewish to get it, is what I found out from it.
But isn't diverticulitis, is that what I'm saying? Is it saying?
Yeah, you can't eat nuts. I thought I had that last year, but it just turns out I was drinking too much coffee and, like.
What's his name has that?
Who?
I think James Smith?
Is that what he had?
Yeah, that's. I think that's the shit he got. Or Rogel, one of them.
Well, James had to leave the country because he got sick.
James has some shit like that, but it's
really?
Not Crohn's, but similar to it.
Really?
Yeah. I always think I have some kind of irritable thing.
It's called a personality.
I'm scared of that one. I'm scared of diverticulitis. That's where a seed gets stuck in
your
a sunflower seed or whatever gets stuck in your intestinal tract and gets infected and then puts a hole.
Right.
And my wife's brother had that, and he had to wear a fucking, you know, he's a big man, worked at the prisons, transporting prisoners, big guy, and he had to wear like a fucking colostomy bag.
Forever or just for
No,
a
for a while, they had a he lost a little weight, and he had to wear a colostomy bag, and you know, that shit spilled one day.
And he rubbed his nose in it. Bad.
Bad prison warden. Yeah. Bad.
I'm sorry, buddy. What's up? Yeah, sure, buddy. Go ahead.
What were you showing Chris before, Pete? On your phone. Did you get a picture of your dick sent back to you?
No.
Kelly, will you fucking stop with this cock? Why do you want to see his dick so bad?
Well, I don't know if it's there.
Kelly,
when I see
just
it?
Say it. What do you want? You want to see his cock?
Yeah, I like seeing different dicks. I like to see, you know, the face of the dick. You know, the character
You know, that's
behind
very unusual.
It.
Usually girls are not interested
I'm
in
just
seeing dicks.
Interested. I want to know how to judge people.
You know? But you know that, like, girls are like, I don't want to see
I mean, I can
dick.
Fluff it up. She's
No.
You
want
to go behind the curtain and show Kelly your dick?
No, it can't be live.
Kelly's like a dick aficionado.
It's going to be a steal.
Oh, you have rules?
Because there's
smells.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. You don't want to know about smells?
Smells like dirty Crohn's disease.
No, it actually smells great. I use Avlon a little bit on it.
Avlon?
I don't know.
I'll tell you what, dude.
Some fucking cream.
The older I get, I'm just like, why does my dick stink right now?
Wait, what is that?
My dick.
Why is it stinking?
It's not that it stinks. It's just like, it's not like... There's a definite not the freshness that I once had of my dick and balls, and I didn't realize as I get older that's a real thing.
It might be a fungus.
No, it's not abnormal.
No. It might be because I know a girl that had a fucking stanky vagina.
It's not like
she
that.
She had bacteria. She had bacteria in a pussy hole.
I had fucking a bacteria on my dick, and it made it stink.
Yeah, that happens.
Yeah, but not
I've
like
had that.
That
too. Yeah. It's just musty.
What did it smell like?
Snake shit.
It just smelled like it shouldn't have smelled.
Yeah.
That's not what I just got out of the shower and I'm like, this isn't.
No, just getting out of the shower. It's fine like that. It's like, you know, end of the day dick.
Yeah, you probably have car dick. You know, when like you know when you just sit.
What the fuck is car dick?
You know, when you sit
in the car.
Like
I knew right away
hours.
What it was.
What is he doing? Are you on your phone?
That's my wife. And he has the fucking
Moses.
What are your wife can't for an hour and a half can't let you go?
No,
for a
saying,
fucking hour and a half you can't not look at your phone?
I was just saying,
is that fucking your honeymooning fucking newlywed?
Yeah. Yeah.
What
yeah,
happened? What she's want?
Nothing. She's just saying goodnight. I love you. And I'm just saying goodnight. It's
how about
still
this?
Going on.
Also,
how about this? Hey, relax. I know.
Hello.
Also, part of it could be like I got a new PlayStation game and didn't have to go out, so I just didn't shower for like a day. a full day or two.
Yeah, but your dick can smell. What are you doing?
All right, listen. Can you guys smell my dick? For
what are you on your phone? There's no phones.
Patrick said something funny.
I don't give a fuck.
First of all, that did not happen.
I don't give a fuck.
How dare you fucking say that? With a straight face to grown men.
You're already getting spots, kid.
Why, is Patrick listening?
Take your foot off the gas.
He's watching live.
Oh, he's watching live.
Yeah. Pat supports Patrick. These things.
Oh, I mean,
Pat's a fucking... Pat is a supporter of comedy.
He is. He is a good comedy.
He's a true... Well, not anymore since he's been part of the club and he's putting certain people up. But listen. But he... No, you hear that? You hear that? Did you get that live, you cocksucker? No, Pat is a true... He's got comedy
in
his
blood.
He's
a comedy fan, yeah.
Yeah, he's not fucking around. He's one of the good ones. He is a fucking... Even though he's a mess...
Fucking
yeah, I love Pat. But you still don't fucking yap to him on the fuck. What'd he say?
It was about you and Moses.
What'd he say?
Okay.
He is good. He does have good ones.
It's
he is funny.
It's a fucking zinger.
Alright, what is it?
Okay.
If it's not
I'm not getting the bandana for him. I don't
Getting the bandana.
Yeah, we're going to take his bandana.
You're
goddamn right. You get it on a picture and you come back.
What did he say?
Right. What did he say?
Watching Bobby do improv with Dane that night was like watching John Moses perform at an industry showcase.
Why do you bomb on industry?
Yeah, I get a little bomb going.
What happens on it?
It's good, but a little too inside. But
yeah, it's very inside.
Wait, did he? So he was at that?
Yeah.
He wasn't at mine.
Wow, he is.
No, he's never seen. No, he wasn't even fucking.
Tell Patrick to text you. I want to know.
Patrick was still into fucking wrestling at that time.
Hold on,
he still
is
wrestling.
Yeah,
tell him to call in.
He also is a big Spin Doctors fan.
Does he look like the Undertaker's like bodyguard or like best friend?
He looks like the Undertaker though a little bit.
No, he looks like the Undertaker's manager.
Yeah, the Undertaker,
Paul Bearer,
the Paul Bearer.
Patrick Bearer's on the line.
Patrick Bearer.
No, he never saw us perform.
I got it.
No,
never.
No, you're absolutely not, because we were done before any of us came to New York. Dane went to New York by himself. We were done.
Oh, Patrick's not from Boston.
No, he's from here. But he's making a reference that it would be like watching me and Dane doing it, probably like watching
that's
him.
Because he's seen that.
Yeah. Basically, John at a showcase is awful. What happened?
What do you mean, what happened? We got to get into this? We're talking about jerking off.
Nope.
We're talking about this now. I was going to try to get into Crohn's disease.
I would love to spread the word.
Spread the word. You want to be the spokesperson?
I'm fine. Like, listen, now I'm in remission.
I've got a likability issue, I guess. What can I tell you?
I love that.
I choked on.
I love that he opened up about his Crohn's disease for 1 second and you went, I got a likability issue. You know, it's just back to me. What do you mean a likability issue? You seem like a really nice guy. I've never met you, and you seem like a swell guy.
Mm. Yeah, it somehow just doesn't translate.
But you choke it. You choke at showcases is what you're saying.
Yeah.
I do that, too.
You don't like him?
No, I like him. I just thought the first time I met him, I thought he was a dick, and then I got to hang out with him.
Because he had that afro?
Cool.
It's not a big deal.
Yeah, but you didn't like me, didn't you?
I thought you didn't like me.
Really?
No, but I am a dick. But that's all right. That's why I'm doing this, is because I'm a dick.
No, I thought you didn't like me.
Pete, who cares who you fucking liked or what you thought?
Fine.
I'm sorry.
It's a fucking gay fest.
The biggest cock in the room wins.
Yeah, you do win.
Is it? Well, do we have to have
Thor.
Well, I don't know. Maybe I'm
Thor. I think girth counts for something here, kid, all right?
Please, two paper towel rolls. We'll get to
Yeah, can you get a paper towel roll?
And then stiffen us up?
What happened to you at your... I love hearing... Can I tell you, too? I bombed at industry showcases... All the time.
Oh, my God. So much, dude.
I fucking would. I mean, so bad. I remember I bombed so bad in L.A. at my manager's. I think it was.
Me too.
I don't know who it was. Somebody. Who was it? It was. Oh, I know. Paradigm. Paradigm had a showcase for their clients. Mikey D was on it. Pete Corielli. Bunch of people. Mikey D fucking annihilated. Corielli fucking killed it. I went up and bombed so bad.
Were you at the end?
Huh?
Were you at the end of the show?
I'm always at the fucking end.
Yeah, that's the thing. Same thing happened to me at the improv to try to get an agent.
I bombed let me finish. I bombed so bad.
I was just
at the end of this, I literally looked into the crowd and I counted in my head 1, 2, 3, 4 to 20. And I just stared at each person's face. And I went, that was uncomfortable, wasn't it? Now you know how I feel. And I walked off stage.
Oh,
Jesus.
Well,
you know how he brought me on stage from a Montreal audition? He kind of fucked me up a little bit. He goes, this next kid's dad die 9/11 and give it a repeat day. You fucking
I said it very tenderly, and
yeah,
I said...
you said it in front of a bunch of tourists.
Yeah, that's well, not they're a the fucking ones credit, need, dude. It's not a credit on his bio. He doesn't have it on the back of a headshot.
Listen, first of all...
Well, if it's September 10th, it might be a credit.
I juggle, I speak Spanish, and my dad died at September 11th.
I was trying to impress on them. So you show some goddamn respect.
Did you open up with your dead dad joke? That would be good.
No, that would have.
What? That it's like incredibly loud, incredibly close. Whatever that fucking. That's what I tell them.
We have a dead dad joke. What is it?
Well, about my dad died 9/11. My grandma's birthday is on 9/11, and it's my mom's mom.
Yeah.
So my mom, she didn't like my dad. So I always wanted to ask her, like, if she made any wishes.
You don't say it like that, though.
No, but that's the...
Because what I said at that showcase
that's
is way better than what that.
That's a fucking terrible joke.
It is.
That's just fucking... that makes
Take
me
the
hurt.
Thing I said about you at the
thing.
The
fucking movie.
I want you to have
what
it.
What is it?
I don't remember.
What? So, anyways, what happened to you at the industry showcase?
I still don't have an agent. I got an hour coming out. I still can't get a fucking agent.
You don't have
booking
an agent?
No. And the last time I had a showcase was improv in L.A. And I went on last because they always put their fucking weak ass, all the weaker clients.
They always have to put the weak ones on in the perfect.
Yeah.
These people that become famous, but you fucking literally fluff them into the spot.
Yeah.
You've given them the perfect, where can we put them where they won't bomb?
Well, Sean Patton legitimately killed on his own. He didn't get an easy spot, but fucking.
Right, don't ruin the fucking momentum
on,
with that.
No,
just go
I'll
with
tell
it.
You who I, you who's that fucking guy that I got in a Facebook. That's not narrowing it down. That guy with the glasses that was on Conan, that's like a weird autistic guy, and he yells. His name's EC something. He's like, I am not Snape. Do you ever see that guy?
No.
He went on with his precious shit that he does. There was some trash because he trashed me on something. And like just annihilated, okay? So because he's in that little sweet prime spot,
and he's a fucking got a handicap, so everybody wants him.
No,
to win.
He just
it's already nerd. Funny.
It's just LA bullshit.
Look, can we just stop though? No, honestly, God, handicaps are fucking. It's a handicap.
Yeah, listen, he's yeah,
it's
but
a fucking handicap.
Whatever, he's not.
Is this guy legitimate? Like, what is he crippled? What does he got?
He's no. Like Josh.
He fucking trashed me on some fucking stupid interview that I did, and I made fun of him because I thought we were like not pals, but like, I don't know. He left his fucking debit card on the table, and I ran after him. I thought we were cool.
You're a nice
you know?
Guy. You're being a nice guy.
Yeah, he goes, his jokes, if I can even call them that, you got to read this huffy thing he wrote about me. So I started making fun of him, and somebody goes, listen, dude, we think he's borderline autistic. Or Asperger's or something, and I'm like, all right, well, what do you know? These people get away with murder.
Yeah, but fuck you, your ass. That means you're an asshole.
Yeah,
you're an asshole with Asperger's.
Yeah, I mean Dan Natterman has it. He's a you know he.
Yeah. No,
he has Asperger's.
No.
Well,
I look at the ground. I don't make eye contact, but I'm fucking hilarious. I taught myself French, but who knows? I mean, you know, I don't like. I'm alone. I live in an apartment. I don't need that much to eat.
I've had opportunities for women, but I don't want them.
Yeah, I don't want them.
Sounds like the clock.
They're not good
radio
enough for me. And
Brave Little Toaster.
I want Russ Beneath.
What'd you say? He's clock radio from Brave Little Toaster.
Yeah. Well, I'll see here. Funny. You see Blankie and Vacuum outside. Have you seen the Brave Little
Toaster? That was really funny too.
Oh, it's a great movie. Mm-hmm.
But so fucking whatever. Cisco kills. I go on last.
What, buddy?
Did you fart?
You can talk in the microphone. We're doing a podcast.
Yeah. I know, but it's fucking brutal.
No, I didn't. I swear
Someone
to God.
I didn't.
Kelly
Somebody
opened her
did.
Legs.
Oh,
I smell nothing. I smell nothing.
Scopo just wants to know so we can add it to your bio later. And he farted on.
Leave Scopo alone. He's
you
a good
know,
guy.
Leave
him alone.
Moses, I bring you on the fucking show and you're trashing me.
Hey, that was the first one.
Dude. Bobby. So wait,
yeah,
I go
you don't
on
have
last.
To point at me. I'm right here.
You, Bobby.
Okay.
I go on last. Yeah. Fucking this dead. Everyone has just sucked all the life out of the fucking crowd, dude. And I ate my nuts so hard. And then I just sat. I was texting them almost like, well, good luck. Get me an agent now. Like, I had like a meltdown. You know that shit where you like, and this is how I always fucking choke is because I'll have something in my head that I got to get this, which you don't have to get. And I had it in my head. I got to get an agent. I got, because I left Steinberg's, right? And I wasn't getting that shitty road work they get you.
Yeah.
So, and I wasn't, Dave, don't do, Rath, don't do fucking
dude,
road work.
Do you understand that I bombed on my agency showcase?
Yeah.
I had an agent. I did their I bombed on my agent showcase.
And they dropped
like
you?
My agency didn't like me. Like I didn't need to do this.
Oh.
You know what I mean? I had an agent and a manager.
If you just would have called in sick, you would have been fine.
I would have been great. I probably would have had more. That's like Quinn one time. I mean, he did NACA. He 3,000 people, the big one, the big NACA for colleges. Lewis Black went on before him and just decimated the room.
Who is this? Who went? Wait.
Lewis Black.
No, who went after him?
Colin Quinn.
Oh, Colin. All right.
He and this was like one of his fats too.
It was during one of his
he was in a purple suit. He just looked fat and chubby and sweaty. He was on two Trinitrons, and I remember he was doing his joke. Well, all right, folks, you know, like that one. We'll go with this one. And fucking just a hot one. 3,000 just hot ones. And then I remember he turned to the side, and his neck folded, and I saw sweat drip down into his neck. Oh, he goes. He said it. I would have got more schools by not doing this. If I canceled, if I got the flu, I would have got more schools.
Dude, the sweat. That's not how
one,
I know.
3,000 fucking schools, not one.
That's why I know I'm throwing it. Is I feel that one drip go down my fucking neck. I'm like, oh, you've blown it right there.
What was yours? What did you bomb on an industry showcase?
Well, the one that I think there's been a couple over at the stand there. But
you were at Broadway. You were with him. I remember. Are you talking about the Montreal thing?
I think this was a different night, but go ahead.
How did you not get Montreal?
Didn't you do good at that one or no? I think you did good at that.
I think I did half-assed. I mean, it wasn't like standout. It wasn't terrible.
It's because the Broadway Comedy Club, dude. I don't know why they audition people there. It's fucking
sterile. It's a fucking basement apartment.
I cannot win there. And by the way, I've never won. I fought them to a draw once or twice, but I've never done well at the Broadway.
I saw Kurt. You took a hot one. But you were like giving fingers to people in the audience.
That's why they wrote to Al Martin.
Yeah.
Kurt Metzger went on stage and then called us sweaty balls or something and walked off stage after only a few minutes. Like they hated it and there wasn't enough was their complaint.
and you're wondering why you don't have a what?
Well, I clip sticks, dude.
This guy's got Writers Guild insurance.
If I had a better attitude, I could probably. But I hate this fucking crowd of dumb shit suckers that bought tickets in the street so goddamn much. And the second they don't go with me on whatever my slightest whim is, I'm like, fuck you, fuck this, fuck this whole like bullshit fake liquor. Like I can't take it. Yeah. New York Comedy Club's great though. I love it. I love playing New York Comedy Club.
I just played the stand the other night. It was great.
I never
not the stand.
Stand.
I love
stand up.
Stand up New York.
Yeah, that's been good.
I haven't played
so
that in
much fun.
8 years.
That yeah, was so
I just stopped
fun.
Going. I went there the last time. It was just such a nightmare.
Well, sometimes you'll go and you out of nowhere because you'll be killing there because it's pretty good, and then all of a sudden you're like, why is no one into it? And you forget, oh, it's fucking Swedish night for some reason,
right.
And you had no idea they're just all Swedish. Politely not,
and they're looking regular and white. So you're like, why isn't this working?
Yeah, and so
well,
I've
club
been,
looked
yeah.
good. It looks great.
Right, right.
It was a nice small room. I had a really good time.
I do my podcast. In
fucking
upstairs.
Freak me! Stop playing with your microphone.
I don't know.
The shit out of
I don't
me.
Know specifically.
The house was crumbling down. What's that, buddy?
I don't know specifically why I bombed that night, but I get this thing sometimes where I think of something. It's not like an opening joke. I'm like, oh, let me just do this little piece of crowd work right up front, and I get this feeling in my stomach, and then I'll go on it, and then it'll fucking fall flat, and I'll be like, why
did
I just
because you want
myself?
This thing too bad, and you're not treating it like a chick you're trying to fuck and being aloof like you need to be, and you're like, I got to get it.
I tell you what, that's the truth. Mm-hmm. The second I stopped giving a fuck about any of these festivals is the second I got them all.
Dude,
I got them all in 1 year.
That's when you get it. When you pass. That's fucking Colin. When I pass this, he goes, how was it, Kurt? Anticlimactic. That's how it's always going to be for you. And he was right. I will never get
Well, by
get
the time you
design.
Get it, you already should have got it. Right.
Yeah.
So you're already over it.
Right.
The only
right.
certain people, Dan Soda, get shit before they're supposed to get it. And they experience the high of that. The problem with that. What, him?
No. Go ahead. Oh. Go ahead.
The problem with that is that if when it goes away, and it will, you'll crash and burn.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? You're not gonna, because you fail most of the time.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. That's the point.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. We've just met, but somehow you know me.
Well, because I'm the same way. I've had a claw and scrap and grab for everything I've got in this business. But, you know, yeah, but I mean, like, he's gotten a lot of stuff young, but...
Actually, the night it happened, Pete went up before me and fucking destroyed, and I was like, well, if they like this little fucking pipsqueak, they're going to love me. And then I went up there.
No, he's a very likable guy. Yeah, he's a
cutie.
Guy.
Look at him.
Well, I mean, here's the thing, too, is that he is a cute fucking likable dude. You're not. You're a fucking ginger with jokes.
Subconsciously, they already dislike me.
You don't think I go on the stage?
Palpable.
Last night at the stand-up New York, I went up. I go, look, I told them, I go, you aren't going to like me. You're going to fucking be offended. You're gonna get it. It's going to take you a minute, but you'll be cool with me in a little bit if you just chill out. And it's like, I know. You're a fucking cunt. And you're not going to get me. But you can't fault either people. Like, if they offered me all this shit when I was young, I'd fucking take it too.
Oh, of course.
But all these people, like all the stuff that you're getting now, you hope that this motherfucker just goes. But you're going to have your lows too. And then, you know, it's just, and you'll have your highs. That's the weird thing about this business.
And if I He's my still high, waiting for and if it. My high is when Pete's low, I am going to piss all over him. No, I'm just kidding. I'm going to be riding your coattails.
But you got the wedding ring now, so things are probably going to change for you. But like on stage, because you're more likable now, because it's like, look at him.
I'd love it
married.
If Pete got a show and then he made you audition for it. Yeah. And then you didn't get it. You failed in that too.
Fall on that too. Yeah. I was downstairs and fucking nervous because I wasn't getting a lot of spots, and some woman comes back from the bathroom, and I said something, and whatever I said, it just fell flat, and I had like 7 seconds where I was just like,
yeah. Well, that's just that shock. Like, eventually you get enough beatings that you don't have that shock, that shovel in your head, fucking like,
right.
How
right.
could that not have brought the house down? Now
right,
what?
Right.
I had the
longest 7 seconds of my life.
Yeah, but you also, they make you strip your shit down to this fucking industry horse shit to what they're, this is what they're going to let go. Fuck your face. Do what the fuck right. you do. Yeah. Go on stage like it's a fucking Tuesday night and you swear, fuck it, do you. You know what I mean? That's all you can do. If you try to become him, you're fucked.
Well, first of all, I'd have to get Crohn's.
And a bigger dick. But and a better career.
It's like his Boy. Giant dick is draining the nutrients he needs to firm up his body. Like, he's just like a barren. It's all going.
It's got a
dick.
Life of its own.
His own dicks are going kryptonite.
Hey, Kelly, will you hand me my what? Thing of this I gave you?
What the fuck is that?
I'm freaking out.
Anyways, why? What's tomorrow?
I'm auditioning.
Dick's all gone.
For what?
For Sell It Tomorrow.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, listen, here's the deal. You ready?
What would you tell him?
I would tell you to fucking kill it. That's it. That's just it. Go kill it. Don't fucking worry about... Don't worry about getting in.
Yeah.
I didn't get in to Comic Strip. I didn't get in to Dangerfield. I didn't get in to Stand Up New York or New York Comedy Club. I go in at the Boston Comedy Club in the Cellar. That's it. And you know what? Funny wins. Now I can play all of them if I want. Yeah. Gotham told me to send a tape.
Is that a fucking
Yeah, hilarious. I remember Chris says, I just annihilated on a showcase. Yeah. I fucking annihilated. Like, literally, I could have put the mic down. That's it. Good night. That type of shit. I could have done some ghetto shit at the end of it. Drop the mic. What?
Pop lock.
Oh, my God. Chris I walk Rocky. Out and he goes, that was a good set. Good set. Hey, send me a tape. I was like, okay. I walked away. You going to send him a tape? He just saw me. What the fuck? Does he want to pause it and watch it again?
Nobody even has VHSs anymore.
Yeah, it was fucking crazy. But, you know, I love Mazzilli. I love Gotham. I play there. That's where I play in the city now. Yeah, I love Caroline's. It doesn't matter. You got to go in and this is the club for me. This is the club. This is where this club made me better. You know, this club for me, when I look and there's certain people here and there's a certain comic that gets on, not every, you don't get on here because you have a show. You don't get on here because you're famous. You don't get on here because you're the fucking hot thing. That doesn't happen. You get on here because you're funny. That's it. That's why I like this club. Not you didn't bring 10 people. You don't have a fucking hit series. You're not on a fucking show. It doesn't matter. If you're not funny, bye. That's why I like
it. Yeah, or you're like a really good unfunny. So I'm just like, there is space for you. Don't think there's not.
In case Bob's advice of killing it doesn't work out.
I think you just do you, dude. You'll be fine. You'll be fine. You're a funny kid. You're killing it anyways. Just you cannot be afraid of this. You just got to go and do your thing. That's it. And if you don't get in, who gives a fuck? you'll get in again some down the road. You know what I mean? You just do it again. That's all. And if you get in, then you just fucking, you'll be psyched.
I'll be so excited.
Yeah, you'll be great. You'll be fine, dude. I'll be here tomorrow night.
Oh, awesome. Yeah,
you know Esty,
yeah,
right?
We'll look at your dick before. Really...
Yeah, well, just don't try to fucking be like, hey, Esty, I just, you know, just be you. Just be fucking quiet and, you know, the way, you know, nice and, you know, do your thing and get the fuck out or hang out. You know,
12:30 is not a bad time to go on. Nah, sometimes you can want it like 2 for auditions and shit.
Yeah, you'll go on, you're going to go on after... I mean, it's a Friday night, so that's why they do it, because everybody's a heavy hitter, pretty much. Everybody's going to be killing it. So it's not like, you know, you're going to catch a lucky fucking hand.
Right.
So, you know, you'll be fine, dude. You'll be fine. You'll be good. But I'll be here tomorrow night, too. We'll see what happens. If she's not there halfway through your set, if there's no silhouette in the doorway, yeah, you're done. That's always the best when someone's auditioning here and I just see Esty not there and I'm just like, oh boy. poor dude. And then they come off, I think it went well. Nah, not really. The person that you want here left. But you'll be fine, dude. All right, well, listen, man, let's wrap this up. You got a wife that loves you. You have a family that cares about you and a big audition tomorrow. You have a chick that loves your cock. Scopo has two chicks.
Problem, man.
Scopo has an ass. He has to get bigger.
He has a fat ass.
Jesus. Yeah.
No, he does. He's one of those asses that you can't look at.
Can't.
I gotta congratulate Scopo. He really buckled down and did this fucking video. Mm. We're gonna put this video up. This will be the first video because Scopo didn't fuck it up on iTunes.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, not on iTunes, on YouTube.
Yeah.
So Kelly, get this video.
You can see Kelly got tired from her drunk. She was drunk and she got really tired.
I got up
tired.
At 5 a.m. this morning.
She got really fucking tired.
I got tired because I got up at 5 a.m. this morning for work and I haven't napped and I have to get up at 5 a.m. tomorrow.
Oh, my God. All right, let's get out of here. Kelly has to work. And Kelly, will you please send her a picture of your cock?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, that'll be great. Thanks, buddy.
Will you send her a picture? No, you can't. You're married. Will you send her a picture of your cock, Kurt?
Would you like?
Will you please?
Yeah, oh, Mary, would you like?
Oh, yeah, send me one of
By the way, too. Bobby, I realize Kelly is very fucking nosy.
Why?
Because me and Pete were like looking at shit. She, what are you guys talking about over there?
Oh, you are nosy.
A couple of times, like, I got a phone call the other day. I hung up, and she's like, oh, who was that? Who was that?
No, you are nosy,
like my
Kelly.
Fucking dad.
So?
What do you mean, so?
Kelly wants to be included.
I want to be included. Why do you have to go over there and leave me out?
Because we don't want to... Fucking talk
to
you.
Yeah, exactly. So don't do that around me. Go outside.
We were right here. Wait,
No, I hate it when people keep secrets. Like, I'm in the same room as someone and they're like, well, I'm like, what's going on? Talk to me.
Do you know what a secret is? They don't want you to know.
No.
It's very rude. Very inconsiderate and rude. I don't like being left out. I always feel
because you're nosy.
Like,
hey, Kurt.
Yeah,
Kelly's
anyway.
A bitch.
Sorry. Oh,
good luck tomorrow,
Pete.
That
was a secret.
Good luck. I hope you have to follow fucking Dave Attell and fucking
me too.
Eat your own dick.
I would love to follow him and watch him.
Yeah, put this in your mouth so you can get used to what it feels like.
Australian hex.
Why are you making fun of him? At least he's going to be on stage here.
I'm so sorry.
Jesus, what happened?
What happened?
What's going on?
Kelly's tired.
I'm tired.
What the fuck, Scopo?
What? No, she's making fun of him. I'm like, he's going to be on fucking stage here. It's more than you.
Yeah, that's kind of mean, though.
Where's DeRosa's puppet when you need him?
Dude, new material. Look up.
Dude, it was so great.
Watch new material, Seinfeld.
I can't wait.
I'm going to watch it when I go home.
Awesome. Awesome. All right, guys. Thank you, Kurt, for coming on. You're always the fucking shit on the show.
Thanks,
everybody
man.
Loves you. What's your Twitter? Where can people follow you? When is your what do you
Kurt
wanna...
Metzger, one word on Twitter.
Yep.
And White
Facebook.
Precious is coming out pretty soon.
Yeah.
I just put the edit in. And then I got a podcast called Race Wars with Sherrod.
Love it.
Smalls.
Yeah, great.
White Precious.
And that's it. In the Inside Amy Schumer. That's all I have going on.
That's a lot.
Is it?
Dude, fuck you.
Is it?
Pete, what do you got, buddy?
Pete Davidson on Twitter, and you can see me on Adam Devine's house party on Comedy Central December 5th. And
what are you nervous about? You fucking passed Adam Devine's house party.
And I'm shooting a house show this week.
Please, that guy's funny,
bro. Awesome.
So that's really it.
Great, buddy. What do you got?
John Moses on Twitter. I'm going to be at the Grizzly Pear.
It's a like a rerunning gig. It's kind of like Vegas. I'll be there until March. I got a Kickstarter that I'm working on. It's not a Kickstarter. It's an Indiegogo, but it's the same thing. I'm trying to raise some money to shoot some sketches and some songs. The first song is about the word fag.
Yeah.
And we're trying. We're gonna change.
Do you play
the
guitar?
Spelling. No. Okay. No guitar.
Rap.
No,
right? Guitar.
What are you gonna do?
Me and the puppet are gonna sing about the word fag, and if we change it to the way that black guys spelled fat back in the 90s, then no one's gonna get offended, and we can still call husbands fags for
like fag with a ph. Is that where this?
That's exactly where it's going. That's where it's going.
Well, there you go. Kickstart.
Well, you have a puppet too. What's up with all these new puppets?
No, I
it's
don't.
What you said.
What?
Joe wants to trash Seinfeld, but he's got to get a puppet to do it.
Right.
And it makes it work.
I think it'd be funny if Joe did it.
Yeah.
If he just let him rant back and forth.
Well, watch the puppet. It's pretty funny.
Okay. Does it look like Joe?
It should probably look like.
Fuck you, it's a puppet.
It should probably look like Seinfeld. But
Kelly, what do you got?
I'm just on my Twitter or my website, kellyfistuco.com. Thank you. Hey, man.
Kelly, you're tired.
Yeah, I've
slept a lot. All right, we're done. All right, let's go. Scopo, what you got, bub?
Just Twitter, Chris Scopo, at Chris Scopo. That's it.
That's all you got?
Well, I'm at LOL. That's about the only club I'm in.
It's a good. It's actually not that bad.
It's
room.
A great. I love that fun. Room. I love that room to
yeah,
do.
Yeah, it's a good room.
Scopo's working it out.
Scopo's the man. I've known Scopo since I was 16.
And you're
that was
way.
Last week.
Last week.
Yeah. 4 years.
Fucking, that would kill me.
It was actually a month ago. I remember when Pete was like shy and he afraid to talk to girls, and now he's fucking on TV. He's killing it now.
Shy, and he's on TV, and he doesn't have to talk to girls.
Yeah, because they just come up to him.
Sorry.
Tweet him
Stop.
Pictures of
what
his.
What the fuck?
Because they all come to him.
Pretty awesome.
All these 12-year-old girls.
Sitting there watching the camera shake for the next last 10 minutes. I'm like, what is it? It's his nervous knee because Pete's more famous than him.
Pete's been more famous than me since I started comedy. So
really you know, Keith Robinson feels like. God damn it, another one. Infuriating.
You bother me.
Stupid.
All right, man. I would tell you my dates, but he doesn't have them up.
Keith
so.
Robinson.
Arlington Draft House.
Nah, fuck it. Catch. Just go to Robert Kelly. Forget it. I'm not doing it. Robert Kelly Live. This is good. I'm glad you guys listened to me last week. I mean, actually, not last week. 2 hours ago when I said you should have my shit
Make
up
sure
at the end.
All,
yeah,
yeah,
nice
yeah.
talking to you. Nobody listens.
When is this going to come out? So you, I don't know which. You,
15 hours.
Just go to RobertKellyLive.com for all my tour dates. I am coming all over your faces. Get my app, Robert Kelly Live app on iTunes. It's an award-winning app, and it's free. It tells you where I'm going to be. The podcast is on it. It's pretty funny and has some other bullshit. So make sure you get that. Come to my live shows. Check it out. I'm going to be all over the fucking place. Arlington, Virginia, Tampa. Oh, you fuck. What are you doing?
I was going to show them your app. I was showing them your app on the fucking screen.
Uh-oh.
There you go.
Uh-oh. Are we okay?
All right.
Quick, John, well, go into your room. Quick, someone take a dick out.
What happened?
What happened?
Nothing.
Did the show not get recorded again?
No. I was reading this off of this. He brought it up, and then I totally transitioned into reading off it. Then he closed it mid-read. Because
I was going to show him your app.
I don't want to fucking see my app. Who's them?
I was going to go like this.
Fuck them. They're not going to. They don't care about me and my career.
The camera.
Fuck them.
Patrick?
No, fuck
Patrick. Patrick's like, I want to see it.
I want to see the app.
He's got it. He's
got it.
He's
got it.
He's going to get a tattoo of it pretty soon. A fucking logo.
That's what I want, a tattoo of the YKWD logo.
On his chest.
I do. I'd love to see that. Keep that up. Yeah, I'm all over the place. I'm going to be in Jersey at the end of the month. I'm all over the place. So make sure you check it out. I'm shooting my special in January. We're working out the fucking details. Fucking every... Now this is 2 weeks fucking canceled phone calls.
Oh.
Yeah.
Supposed it to takes forever to get that shit.
Yeah. Fuck. I want to get it over with.
I know. It took me 2 years to
You're
get it.
You're fucking killing it. It's supposed to... The word special is in the fucking name.
Yeah.
Can we make it special? Can somebody get on the fucking phone and just do what the fuck you say you're going to do? You know, I'm waiting by the phone. I have her come over. They cancel. And then the next day, they kid the fucking new wave.
Oh, wow, wow.
You know, it's like, you know, let's fucking get on the fucking phone. Yeah. Our internet's out. Are your cell phones out?
They're, really? The internet's out?
I don't know. Anyways, I got a fucking, I got a lot of pressure on my, I yeah. just want to get it done. I just want to shoot it, but I don't want it to be fucking cheesy. Is that bad?
Yeah.
Can I
no,
just
and
it
also, if it's getting pushed off, because that happened to me, it got delayed and delayed, it's way better for your thing anyway, you know?
Well, no, it's not, because I'm, now my whole hour is fucked, because I'm doing all this other stuff, and yeah. it's like.
You have new better shit.
Yeah, but it's fucked, because this, it's all mixed up shit. I had my hour ready to go. Yeah. Let's just push the button, hit record, and say goodbye.
Then the kid gets a blue dick, and it's start from scratch.
Let's end the show with the bandana on his.
Where the bandana
should be. I want you to wear it,
John. This is not an industry showcase.
I want you to wear it on your leg like Chachi.
You wear it around my arm, 80s style.
You guys are awesome. Thanks for coming in, dude. Thanks for being on the show for the first time.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Did you have a good time?
Yeah, I had a great time.
Thanks for coming back, you fucking cocksucker. I'll see you tomorrow night. All right.
Absolutely.
And Scopo, thank you so much. You did a great job on the video tonight. Finally. He did a fantastic job. And Kelly, you're awesome. Kurt, and all the listeners out there, you're fantastic. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, Bobby. Thank you.
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.
And they are all free.
Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop.